purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Everybody, thanks for coming. I just want to say something very briefly, and that is I want to thank all of my colleagues in the press who supported us this week, and I want to thank the judge for the decision he made today, and let's go back to work. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Really, are you going to go back to work, though? Like, for real, hold up. Inquiry minds want to know and stuff. Are you going to go back to work, or are you going to continue making things about you? I don't know. Welcome to the show. It's Friday, Friday. It's Friday. And as a result of it being Friday, we'll have Mailbag of Hate later on. I'll be opening up my phone lines a little bit. And I swear this time. And this is not the, obviously not like the top story, but the judge decided to, in this, let me pull this. I got a lot of stuff today. So this judge decided to restore Jim Acosta's hard pass. I cannot emphasize this enough. I feel like the SpongeBob meme where he's like doing the chicken and his face is all contorted. It's not a press pass. It's not a press pass. It was a hard pass, meaning he could access the White House grounds. Like, he still had a press pass. This was the hard pass that means he can access the grounds. But Dana, nuance is dead. It doesn't matter. If we say that it's a press pass, it's a press pass. See, SpongeBob meme. There's like 5% of you who are going to know what that is. And those, you are the people who have kids. So, or you read Cheeseburger like I do also and have kids before you go to bed at night. So the federal judge in this case, they told the administration, you got to give Z-Baxi. You got to give Z-Baxi. That's what you got to do. Because he cried. He went and told mom. And so, I mean, I am kind of, honestly, I'm just sort of ambivalent about all of this. The thing that aggravates me the most is that people act as though this whole thing was, that it is, that they were actually not honest about what it was that they were doing. That it wasn't, I mean, it's not like they said you can never come to the White House and ever ask questions again, et cetera, et cetera. That's not even, like, remotely what was happening. But the thing that aggravates me, and I said this a little earlier, because it's the Jim Acosta show. It's starring Jim Acosta. That's what this is. He makes stories about himself. He even makes how he thinks he was treated when asking a question about himself. Right? I mean, and that's what's weird. It's rarely about the story with him, and that's what I find aggravating. So, but he doesn't have to be called on. I don't think Trump should call on him. Let him back in there, but just never, ever call on him, ever. And the White House issued, let me pull this up, The White House issued a statement in response to it. It said, quote, today the court made clear there's no absolute First Amendment right to access the White House. In response to the court, we will temporarily reinstate the reporter's hard pass. We'll also further develop rules and processes to ensure fair and orderly press conferences in the future. There must be decorum at the White House. Well, I agree with that because he clearly had none. Seriously, does anybody want to argue that he was polite? I got a bridge to sell you if you think that. Really? Because it's not. He was not polite. He was being a jerk face. That's what jerky McJerk face. And I just think that there are better reporters. I mean, I see John Carl ask questions, and sometimes John Carl gets contentious. That's why this isn't about whether or not Trump liked Acosta. It's not about whether it isn't that they were upset because Acosta asked hard questions. How many reporters do you see asking him hard questions? All of them. How many reporters do you see asking Sarah Huckabee Sanders hard questions? All of them. The thing is that when they're done asking their questions, they give the mic back. They don't fight with a White House aide to not give the mic back and allow another reporter a turn for asking a question. Everyone's really conveniently is omitting this. That is why he got in trouble. This whole idea that, well, he was being asked tough questions is a bunch of BS, and it's just, you guys, stop. Some people out there need to stop with this intellectual fraud. Quit acting like you're smart, because you ain't. This wasn't always ever about how Jim Acosta treated this White House aide after. John Carl has gone after the president during press conferences and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Civilly, politely, he's doing his job. I am the person who has told you over and over again that the job of the press is to be antagonistic towards the White House. You can totally do that. But when your time is up and you have colleagues waiting to ask questions, you don't play keep away with the microphone and ignore the process because there are other reporters in there. He was actually infringing on other people's speech. So that's the whole point of this. I mean, he got punished for it. And he wouldn't have been punished for it if he hadn't had played keep away with the mic. I mean, it was like he was going to raise it over his head and go, na 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 boo boo. I mean, I thought that's what he was going to do. So that's one of the top stories right now. That because they've reinstated that. Also, Betsy DeVos and the Department of Education have decided to restore due process. And this is what's insane to me. And we're going to talk about this because the ACLU has infuriated me. They are upholding due process for the accused. That's what this is about. And so she's under attack. She's under attack by the ACLU. Other people are attacking her, saying that, I don't know where they got this talking point, but they're saying that Betsy DeVos is essentially allowing rapists to cross-examine their accusers. I actually have seen this as a talking point from a number of, you know, like actual verified, I can't even. But that's completely not true. I mean, what they're doing is upholding due process for those individuals who are accused, because everyone deserves due process, particularly after we have seen so many of these stories where it turns out that the accusations were fraudulent. And so she's simply saying this is what we need to have, period. The ACLU attacked her and said she proposed a rule that would tip the scales against those who raise their voices. We strongly oppose it. And that's absolutely, absolutely false. The ACLU is no longer for civil liberties. They need to take the CL out of their name and just be AC or AU. Someone said they could be NPC AU, which would work, or ANPCU, because that's pretty much where we're at. It's this rule change, this Title IX rule change, that people are lying. Joe Kennedy's lying. He was the one who said, quote, no survivor should be cross-examined by his or her accused rapist ever, full stop. It does not require universities to set up accused rapists to cross-examine accusers. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. What it does is it allows cross-examination by an attorney with the parties not even in the same room. Joe Kennedy, I don't know if he's hitting the bottle or what. I'm just saying, you know, going on, you know, statistics here with Kennedy. But that's completely false, and he should be ashamed of himself for pushing such a... It's just fraudulent. Why can't people be honest about stuff? What is so damn hard just about being honest about it? You can say, oh, I disagree with this Title IX rule change. I don't think that attorney should be allowed to cross-examine the parties involved when the parties are in completely different rooms or buildings. Why do you have to say, oh, it allows the rapist to cross-examine the survivor? Why do you have to say stuff like that? Why do you have to lie to people when you could just say, I disagree with whatever? Is it because you don't think that your disagreement and the reason for it can withstand the scrutiny? That's the only thing that I can deduce. I mean, universities, they're not engaging in, like a criminal justice here. They're not trying cases. They're investigating misconduct is what they're doing and trying to figure out what is happening. And so that's what all of this is with this Title IX rule change. And, you know, as a parent, I'm happy to see that this rule is going into effect. But the ACLU is no longer the ACLU. I mean, they haven't been for quite some time. Every now and then they'll get something right, but that's about it. So that was just disingenuous, and we're going to touch on that more. Also, coming up, some of the things that we have on deck, as it relates to the Acosta thing, I want to revisit this because I'm so tired of people bastardizing U.S. versus Schenck. We've talked about this before, the whole fire in a crowded theater. They're trying to say, oh, well, you know, the First Amendment has limitations, and Trump can't come down and minimize somebody's First Amendment rights. That's not even what happened. But I want to revisit this. Let me pull this up. I still have to make fun of Michael Avenatti some more. He is saying that I've actually always advocated for due process, including with Judge Kavanaugh. But then the internet came with receipts, so we'll have that. And then the reporters who smeared Brett Kavanaugh are getting a book deal to continue smearing Brett Kavanaugh. We have this. Screw Julian Assange. I'll tell you why. Scientists are warning of an ice age. And we have Florida man to Dane stupidity and all kinds of good stuff. So it's a pretty packed show. It's Friday, which is completely awesome. As we get moving, when you take one atom of nitrogen and bond it with an atom of oxygen, you've created nitric oxide. It's a miracle molecule that your own body makes, which fuels your cardiovascular health. It gives you energy. It keeps you strong throughout the day. But sometimes you need a little bit more, particularly as we're going into a busy holiday season. Super Beets has harnessed the power of nutrient-enriched beets and created a superfood that helps your body make more nitric oxide on its own. And one teaspoon of Super Beets daily supports your cardiovascular health and your blood pressure levels. You get natural energy without the need of a quick caffeine kick or a sugar high. It's real, healthy, natural energy. You can get some today by calling 800-664-5617 or visiting danasbeets.com. Find out how to get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets and free shipping with your first purchase. 800-664-5617 or visit danasbeets.com today. Outdoor Limited is your one-spot stop for all your ammunition needs. OutdoorLimited.com has one of the largest stocking inventory selections of the best rimfire, handgun, and rifle ammunition. Every item listed in stock on their website is on hand at their warehouse. No third-party drop shipping and no back orders. Featuring great brands from Federal Ammunition like Federal Premium, Fusion, and American Eagle. Outdoor Limited is a family-owned business. This husband and wife team started the company in their garage 4 years ago, and they believe in selling good products at a fair price. They carry not just ammo, but also key accessories such as magazines, cleaning supplies, and targets. Outdoor Limited is my personal go-to for all of my ammunition and shooting needs. Great prices, fast shipping. Visit OutdoorLimited.com right now. Receive $5 off your first purchase of $100 or more with code DANA. Check out their great prices at OutdoorLimited.com and use promo code DANA. That's OutdoorLimited.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. PALS Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. PALS Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you. I'm groovy.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and you stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Winter is coming!
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Flyover Nation.
The Dana Show.
So every time somebody gets attitude where I live, everyone's like, oh, that's the California people that have moved in. They're all California progressives that have moved in. Although there are a lot of nice conservatives and moderates in California. Don't get me wrong. Case in point. So I got to get more of my Black Rifle coffee, right? And I get, like, I do a certain thing with my coffee. Like, I just have black coffee and I only put in, like, heavy cream with it, right? Just whip it with some heavy cream. That's all I do. Or I'll just take it black. And I only have, like, one thing where it's heavy cream. So my husband was out because we got all kinds of stuff with kids sports and everything happening super early this morning. And he went to Starbucks. And when he got to Starbucks, the cops were there. And he's like, what in the world? Like, what is happening? Some dude who, I mean, we're all like, oh, he's not from Texas. Some dude got mad when he ordered his coffee. This is like so first world. I want to beat this guy, you know, to bits. And when he got up to the window, the lady at the window handed him his coffee, and then he was mad when he heard how much it was, and he threw the hot coffee at her through the window. Thus, the police response. How insane are people? It's your coffee. There are legit kids starving all over the world, and you're mad because your coffee? You didn't know how much your coffee was going to be at Starbucks? Are you kidding me? See, it's proof that God exists, because the Lord did not have me there that morning. He did not have me there this morning. Because if I'd have seen this man throwing some coffee at this girl, Katie bar the door. But I'm just like, yeah, he ain't Texan. I don't know any Texan that would have done that. That dude probably came from L.A. Who knows? But what is the matter with people? Is your world so fragile that you have to react like this? Jiminy Christmas, I don't understand it. Ugh. Anyway. Yeah, or maybe Austin, I don't know. Even the folks that go down to Austin are a little bit more chill, I think. Maybe not. I don't know, because that's where the whole male copulatory organ protest originated, so who knows. Let's kick it into Quick Five.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so this is awful. California inferno toll. The death toll rises now to 66. The worst wildfire ever. Search crews found 7 more bodies in the burned-out rubble of Paradise, California. Officials fear that there's going to be more. So far, the death toll, it keeps rising. There's 66 people now. Just awful. And I was reading about all these volunteers that have been helping out with the pets that have fled. Oh, I hope everybody gets reunited. In St. Louis International Airport, we just talked about airports the other day. So the FAA launched an investigation because an incident yesterday, two airliners came in contact with each other. One Southwest plane that just came in from Kansas City was taxiing to its gate when it clipped the wing of another plane that was going to head to Iceland. Yeah, it happened yesterday about 4:15 p.m. Central. One of the passengers on the Southwest plane said, "We felt a jolt, and we thought the plane hit its brakes real hard. No one was injured." But one of the people that were on the window side looking at the other plane, they said, "Yeah, we totally hit that plane. That's what happened." So they have the jets inspected, etc. The passengers that were on the plane going to Iceland, they had hotel rooms, and they were delayed now by an entire day. So, but they said, you know, if you're going to have a plane crash, this is the best way to have it, you know, really. So, I'm glad that they were happy about it, that they were okay. So, Walmart is selling shotgun shell Christmas lights, as they have always done, and some idiotic news station, Fox 5, WJZY, Fox 46, they decided to do an entire story based on one broad's tweet. One chick who is apparently, she's a mom's demand person. She goes, "I went to Walmart today to see for myself, and yep, shotgun shell Xmas lights. Because nothing says Merry Christmas or Jesus like violence-inspired holiday lights. The pervasive gun culture is tough, but so is the mom's demand." You know they don't work, right? And they actually made an entire article out of this one broad's tweet. Are you kidding me? So I've ordered more shotgun shell lights from Walmart because I didn't know if they were going to be sold out on my store or not. So I ordered because I have some already, but I'm like, I clearly need more. So I ordered some shotgun shells. People are, you know what? Here's an idea. You don't have to buy the shells. I know, it's crazy, but you don't have to actually buy the lights. I know. And TSA is warning about security clogs when traveling with Thanksgiving food. Make sure you check this out before you're traveling. TSA says this is going to be the busiest travel season ever. Turkeys can fly, but you have to meet airline carry-on regulations. Why in the hell would you fly with a turkey when everybody has grocery stores? You can fly somewhere that has a grocery store and you can get you a turkey, or you can order a turkey to be sent somewhere. So, like cornbread stuffing, you got to be careful. Stuffing's okay. Pies and all that kind of stuff is okay. Make sure you check with TSA. TSA is literally begging people, please check with us, because this is going to be the busiest Thanksgiving travel season ever. So make sure you don't delay yourself or others. When we come back, well, we have a lot more on the Acosta thing and so much more. Stay with us. You know I'm a big fan of Liberty Safe. They're the number one safe manufacturer in the nation, having sold more than 2 million safes. They're number one for a reason. Liberty Safe leads the industry in technology and innovation. They offer exclusive features like military-style locking bars and heat-expanding fire seal that's second to none. Plus, all of their full-sized safes come with a lifetime warranty. Liberty Safe truly makes an unbeatable product you can count on to protect the things that matter most to you. Liberty's commitment to quality is why so many Americans choose Liberty Safe. A quality home or gun safe is a once-in-a-lifetime purchase, and that's why it's important to make the right choice and take Liberty's interactive online quiz to help decide which model is best for your needs. I love my Liberty Safe. It's one of my favorite pieces of furniture. Beautiful and functional. Now is the perfect time to become a Liberty Safe owner. They even offer 12-month interest-free financing on approved credit. Check out all of their special deals at LibertySafe.com. That's LibertySafe.com. Tell them Dana.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
It's the Black Friday sales event going on now at Reading Kia, with unbeatable deals on every new 2018 and 2019 Kia in stock.
Get $3,000 in total Kia customer cash on a 2019 all-wheel drive 7-passenger Kia Sorento.
That's a Black Friday special, and there's 1,750 reasons to own a 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro. $1,750 in total Kia customer cash on the coolest crossover in California.
And wait until you see the all-new completely redesigned Kia Forte. You'll love it.
The 2019 Kia Forte, now turning heads everywhere.
Save your money for the holidays and make no payments for 90 days on approval of credit.
That's 3 months with no payments on a brand new Kia.
And every new Kia purchased comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations and America's best warranty.
You got that right. It's on now. The Black Friday sales event ends November 30th, 2018. Reading Kia, ReadingKia.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Let me ask you something. When is the last time you went to the range and shot your personal protection firearm? With this problem in mind, we at Northern Firearms Instruction have developed the NFI Defensive Pistol Course, taught one Sunday a month from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Reading Gun Club. This class reviews all the important concepts of the use of a pistol for self-defense. Bring 100 cartridges and your firearm to spend 5 hours with a certified NRA instructor. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460.
Bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took time.
Listen live around the world
at dinaradio.com.
The boredom overtook.
Just learned. Don't stop playing it. But this song is 40 years old.
Son, I made my life.
The Gambler by Kenny Rogers. 40 years old.
And isn't that
crazy?
What the cards were.
By golly.
The
song.
So if you don't mind,
well,
I can
this
see
song's always been popular, hasn't it?
For a taste,
this song sounds like the 70s look.
I'll give you some advice.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
So Kenny Rogers embodied the look of the 70s, or at least the late look of the 70s.
Have you ever been to the website Men Who Look Like Kenny Rogers? It is amazing how many people look like Kenny Rogers. You know, that white beard, that white hair that's slicked back just in the, oh, just so. The beard trimmed just so. I mean, it is shocking. I got to whistle the chorus. I can't move. This, but the 70s, looking back at pictures, it was all golden looking, and this is what I imagine. This is what it sounds like, right? But there's actually a website, Men Who Look Like Kenny Rogers, and
it's all about that beard.
Yeah, it's all about the beard. Just Google Men Who Look Like Kenny Rogers, and you'll see the website come up. And, I mean, it is just like a total catalog of dudes who look like Kenny Rogers.
And then he did a fried chicken franchise, didn't he? Like,
did he?
Kenny Rogers fried chicken, or was that just a Seinfeld thing?
That, I have no clue.
I thought he did. I thought it was
that'd
real.
Probably be, like, the most amazing thing since Jimmy Dean sausage. Right? Let me some Jimmy Dean sausage. Ah, oh, the Gambler. There you go. All right, so switching gears up on her. The yep, I was right. Very there's a I don't even know we have some good audio and I'm trying to just oh man, there's some craziness that's out here. The first is Mazie Hirono, who says that, well, we can't now keep in mind these are the people that are just hell bent on really pushing for like protecting Mueller. In fact, one of my, let me bring this up. Democrats are threatening a government shutdown because they're cool again. Unless Mueller's protected. So government shutdowns are cool again. And then you have Ms. Mazie Hirono, who says that, well, you can't do the same thing with Clinton, though, because it just is beating a dead horse. Listen, audio number
two. So this continuing witch hunt of Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, was raised by Judge Kavanaugh in his hearings, where he dragged in his conspiracy theory claim against the Democrats on that committee, dragging in Hillary Clinton, says to me that they just keep beating what I would consider a dead horse, you know? I mean, not to say she's a dead horse, but really, why don't we get on to investigating those things that really raise huge issues about voter suppression, counting every vote,
actually, it's
and making sure that
it's
our
euphemism, but okay, whatever.
But she literally, like, described the Russia investigation. I mean, if you think about the words she just said, she just described the
literally is that.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely that. Absolutely that. It's so silly. It is so silly. But this is, they think of it so much differently. I mean, you nothing at all has been, I mean, I was just promised so much and just so under-delivered. I'm, you know, I just don't know how I feel about it. I just saw something that totally distracted me, and I'm going to come back to this USB Shank thing because that's kind of like a reminder. How many times do we mention Portlandia, the show, and we joke about Portlandia? And, like, how the one episode in particular when the couple went to a restaurant to order a chicken, they wanted to know if it was a happy chicken and if the chicken had friends. And then they asked if they could go and actually visit the farm where the chicken came from. And then they went and visited it, and it ended up being, like, this weird thing. They stayed there, and it was a cult. I don't know. So this just made me think of this. This came from CBS4. Consumers can track Thanksgiving turkey history with new codes. Yeah. So you can purchase your turkey and track your turkey story with a tracker code. What? Okay. It's a... Okay. It says, the interactive online activity allows shoppers to plug in the Meet Your Farmer code found on fresh honeysuckle white turkeys. You can find information about what a farm and what farm and where the turkey came from, the family who raised it, even things like their favorite family tradition. And I love it how one person said, you know, this is great to encourage farm to table, especially after the salmonella outbreak. Guys, forget about the salmonella. Look, you can learn about the family who raised the turkeys. Yeah, I don't know. So some people said it's a little too personal. You think? Really? Are we really? Do we need to know that much? Is that going to impact how you buy a turkey? Wait a minute. Now, I don't know anything about the family that raised this turkey. Are they Democrats? Is this a Democrat turkey? Is this a Republican turkey? Does this turkey like Trump? I don't know. I don't know if I can buy this turkey.
Potentially it's ideological food.
I'm going to need to see the bumpers on all the family's cars to see if they have Trump stickers before I can buy this turkey. Do we really need to know this? If ever you need further evidence that the economy is really great, behold, I give you turkey tracking. This is where this...
But I don't want to know all the fun and nice details of a bird I'm going to slaughter then consume.
I don't give a crap about people's lives just regularly without me purchasing a turkey from them. I mean like what they do day to day and what their traditions are. I'm busy. I mean, I have laundry I got to fold right now that I'm not going to touch today because there's so much going on. I don't have to, you know, let me get some more time out of my day to research the family that owned my turkey. I just want to eat it. I just want to eat it. That's all I care about. You know, if I don't harvest it, I just want to, I don't care. You know what I mean? Is that going to impact? Does anybody care when you sit down and you're about to bow your heads and say grace over this delicious turkey and the bounty with which you have been blessed this past year? Are you going to stop and say, we're so grateful to the Joneses family who raise X amount of turkeys and their favorite traditions are, I don't know what. Really? Golly. This is too much. I think this is silly. I don't know. Some people might think it's, you know, yeah. Does it make the turkey more appetizing? I don't think so.
Well, you're tracking it in some way, right? Like, I guess whenever it gets in turkey fights and has turkey sex and
but
stuff.
But does the does the turkey have friends, though? Does it have friends? What were its parents like? Does the turkey have any traditions? Not dying is a tradition that it likes to have, but it's always cut short. It's always cut short, you know. Nope. So I wanted to switch it up because Jim Acosta got his hard pass back. And there were so many people out there that were saying, well, you know, I mean, somebody said my turkey is like 1,000th, 24th Cherokee or something like that. It's going to be use the Elizabeth Warren tracking. But anyway, back to the Acosta hard pass, which I really just... Can we just stop talking about Acosta? But I saw so many progressives out there saying, Trump doesn't understand First Amendment rights and et cetera, et cetera. And he can't. And then they started quoting Shank and, USV Schenck and all of this stuff, and that, which I thought was, do you guys remember, everybody knows the phrase, shouting fire in a crowded theater, right? Okay, that's not law. And that came from the USV Schenck case. And that was back in the olden days that had to do with, you know, World War, and it had to do with this guy who was a big socialist who was passing out pamphlets and literature that was against the war and against the military's efforts, etc. And so he ended up winding in court. By the way, 40 years after, that case was overturned. So people who are trying to cite something that was kind of an aside that was done by Oliver Wendell Holmes, and they're trying to cite it as case law from a case that was overturned 40 years ago, is just really dumb. But the important moral of the story here is that no one said you couldn't shout fire in a crowded theater. If you say something that is defamation, or if you say something that is considered slanderous, or if you write libel, or if you are trying to incite and you say things with the intent to have people injured or killed, etc., then it's not that you can't do those things. You totally can. But there might be consequences. That's the whole point of it. And I was just kind of amazed when I saw the abuse of this. Every time there's any kind of speech case, all the people who don't understand USV Schenck come out and they're like, blah, 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 like the turkeys that you can track using the turkey tracker. But I had to touch on that because it was the clear and present danger, et cetera, et cetera. But the thing is it wasn't even law. It was an aside from Oliver Wendell Holmes. And then 40 years after Schenck, it was overturned because it was considered an egregious infringement of speech. So it's not that you can't say certain things. You totally can. But if it's found to, you know, be defamatory or libelous or, you know, something to that effect, then, yeah, there's going to be a price to pay for it. And, by the way, those cases are really, really difficult to litigate. They're incredibly difficult to litigate because of there's a reason why there's such a high bar for going after, you know, things like somebody's speech. So, you know, there it is. The I'll pull up a couple of other things here. But the Acosta thing, I just don't. I'm just not, he needs to do his job, and I hope that the president doesn't call on him anymore. That would be great. It'd be great if the president didn't call on him. Now, we're concerned speech and ACLU, and we're going to talk about this more in depth. This rule change, this Title IX rule change with Betsy DeVos, and she's simply trying to make it to where due process is upheld, because how many times have we had stories on this show where guys have been falsely accused and they're punished with zero trial? Which I always think is fascinating, because the people who are criticizing this rule change are trying to argue that universities are engaging in holding criminal trials, which is false, but yet you're fine with the punishment, what could be considered the outcome of a criminal trial, by punishing someone by kicking them out of the university and dumping their record, their academic records, etc. But she's simply saying that there needs to be due process. And groups like the ACLU, which used to be for civil liberties, but they haven't been about civil liberties for such a long time, that these are, what is wrong with just a natural right of due process? That's a cornerstone of our American Republic. And because it's a college setting, somehow the rules must change or be modified. But just the amount of lies that are being said about what this rule change is and what Betsy DeVos is pretty amazing. I mean, this is a Fifth Amendment protection here, it's Fifth Amendment protection. You know, we're talking about making sure that your rights are protected going through litigation. I mean, if you know, when you have students that are going through these disciplinary proceedings, do they not have a right to consult an attorney? I mean, do they not have a right to have an attorney question the representation of the person who is making the accusation? When did it come down that people don't have the right to defend themselves anymore? Where did that come from? That's what this is about. Also coming up, reporters who smear Brett Kavanaugh, they're getting a little nice little book deal. We'll talk about that, because they're going to continue. They're aiming for a book to come out smearing Kavanaugh further. Not with anything new for this coming up political cycle. So we'll have that for you. And we got a bunch of other stuff to touch on as well, including some Florida Man Today and Stupidity, 844-344-DANA. Patriot Mobile is my cell phone service. If you want to make a conservative difference but you don't have the time, it's super easy to change it up with Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative cell phone company in the country, and they fight for your values. They partner with over 15 conservative organizations like the Susan B. Anthony List, like the NRA, and others to help promote limited government, to protect your rights, to protect border security. They take a portion of your bill and contribute it back to supporting and promoting these issues at no extra cost to you. You can support causes that you believe in and vote to protect just by switching to Patriot Mobile's nationwide, super fast, reliable network. And for the entire month of November, buy one line, get another line free for 12 months. It's never been easier to switch to Patriot Mobile. Keep your number, get the same reliable service with unlimited plans starting as low as $20 a month. There's no reason to wait. Visit them at patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Make the switch today, patriotmobile.com/Dana. I always head to the range with preloaded mags, but it's amazing how fast you can go through all those rounds. There's nothing more aggravating than having to stop and reload everything when you get into a good rhythm. You know, when you find your focus and your concentration and you're just really on top of acquiring your target and you want to get right back into it instead of having to stop and reload mags. The administrative work is what I call it. Take a look at your old speed loaders and be honest about it. They look lame compared to the ETS loader. This is literally the fastest loader in the world. And if you doubt me for even a second, you got to go to loadmagsfast.com and see the video for yourself. For $30, it's the best money you can spend on the range. And I'm telling you from personal experience, once you have this ETS loader, you're never going to load the same way again. Load a whole mag in less than 3 seconds. Go to loadmagsfast.com. That's loadmagsfast.com and use promo code Dana for free shipping. Loadmagsfast.com. Imagine the panic that swept over this dad. He was working late when he got an alert on his smartphone. His Blink motion-activated security camera picked up something. He opens the Blink app and views a video clip of a man peering through his kitchen window. He calls 911 and alerts his wife. Preventing situations like this is what Blink is all about. The point of having a home security system is to help alert you before some creep breaks into your home, not after. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on batteries that last for up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Here's the deal. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100. No contracts or subscriptions. Visit blinkprotect.com/Dana for details. blinkprotect.com/Dana. BlinkProtect.com/Dana. Blink is an Amazon company.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. My tuber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Follow along on Twitter at DLash
and official Dana Lash on Facebook.
Are you all getting ready for Thanksgiving? Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what to do with our turkey. We're all into sous vide right now. Yeah, my husband has been sous vide-ing everything. I got him a sous vide thing for Christmas last year, and I'm going to tell you guys something right now. Here's a tip from me to you. If you have never sous vide-ed, is that right? Sous vide? S-O-U-S-V-I-D-E. If you get a sous vide machine, get the Jewel on Amazon. They ought to advertise with me. And if you have never sous vide-ed a steak, your life hasn't been changed. You haven't been touched by the Lord yet, because when you sous vide a steak, imagine a perfect medium rare or rare steak consistent all the way through from end to end. That is what you get when you sous vide a steak. It is the most amazing steak experience you will ever have in your life, and you can have it in your home. It is amazing. Chicken, I can't eat chicken anymore unless it's sous vide or fried. I can't. It is the juiciest, most amazing chicken you'll ever have when you sous vide it. I'm not even messing with you. So clearly, I can't sous vide an entire turkey. And it would also look weird. But if I tried, although I had thought about it, I'd need like a couple of sous vides if I was going to do it. So you either deep fry it, you smoke it, you know. I don't really put it in the oven. I either like smoking it or deep frying it. And I love anything fried, so, you know. I don't know, so I'm all confused. But, and you guys are like, but Dana, that's not politics. Sometimes Dana needs a break! And I just, this is the only time I eat turkey. I love Thanksgiving food, though. I could eat Thanksgiving food all day long. I'm telling you what. So anyway, that's, hope everybody's getting ready for Thanksgiving. Seriously, though, do listen to the TSA, because they are begging people. Like, please, people. It is the most, it's going to be the craziest travel season ever. And they are begging people. Don't be weird with your food. Check TSA policies. I am not kidding you. I one time, the first time I flew back to St. Louis from Dallas for Thanksgiving, was going through, and we were flying Southwest. I like flying American typically. But we were flying Southwest, and there was a guy who got in trouble because he was trying to fly with a jar of pickles. And I don't mean like a small jar of pickles either. And he was like a 60-year-old dude. It wasn't the big giant jar, but it was a medium-sized jar of pickles. I don't know a brand, but I'm just thinking, where are you going that you have to take that way that you think you can? Because TSA totally took it from him, and he was mad. But where are you going that you can't stop at the store and get a damn jar of pickles? And it had, I could tell this much, that it had labeling on it, and it looked commercial. So it's not like he pickled them himself, so let's, you know. But where are you going to Antarctica? Like, where are you going that you can't swing by a store and get a jar of pickles? Why do you? And, of course, knowing me, that was the line that I got into. That was the line I was in. And the whole line was held up because this dude was trying to fly with a jar of pickles. And everybody was getting mad. They were so mad. And I was just dumbfounded. I'm looking at this like, who thinks they can fly with this? because I'm not kidding you. It wasn't the tiny jar. It was a medium-sized jar of pickles that he just was holding. He was going to walk right through. And he was like, well, it's still sealed, so I can fly with it. But it's loaded with, it's full of pickle juice. It's a liquid still. So TSA is begging people. And normally I'm, you know, critical of a lot of people in TSA. But help them help you. They are begging people, please check to make sure you can fly with your food. So coming up in our second hour, we have Florida Man all the way, on the way. And also, the tax cuts worked, and Julian Assange is going to get prosecuted. Stay with us.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Tonight, Georgia has a governor-elect. It is GOP candidate Brian Kemp. His Democratic opponent, Stacey Abrams, says that she can't win the race. Abrams says a legal fight for an office may be ending, but not her fight about her dispute over how voting took place and how votes were counted.
I don't want to hold public office if I need to scheme my way into the post. Because the title of governor isn't nearly as important as our shared title, voters. And that is why we fight on, and why I want to say thank you.
Meanwhile, Governor-elect Kemp said in a statement that the election is over and hardworking Georgians are ready to move forward. A federal judge orders the Trump administration to reinstate the press credentials of a CNN reporter. Jim Acosta's back at the White House.
A week after the administration stripped his badge following a news conference tangle with President Trump, Acosta walked onto the West Wing driveway.
This was a test, and, I think we passed the test.
Judge Timothy Kelly, a Trump appointee, did not rule on CNN's lawsuit against the White House, but did order the administration to immediately return Acosta's pass, saying the White House did not give him due process and that he suffered irreparable harm. President Trump says the administration will work on ways to make news conferences more orderly.
If they don't listen to the rules and regulations, we'll end up back in court and we'll win.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. intelligence officials have concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi, a claim that the Saudi government has denied. That's according to a U.S. official familiar with the conclusion who spoke only on condition of anonymity because the official was not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. The Justice Department has filed charges under seal against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of conservatives winning the war on issues like gun rights, religious liberty, immigration law, and the sanctity of life. We use our phones every single day, so why not use them to make change? Patriot Mobile does just that. They exist to donate a portion of your monthly bill to 17 conservative organizations fighting for your beliefs. And for the entire month of November, you can buy one line and get another line free for 12 months. Look, I just got a second phone from my studio, a journalist-only phone from Patriot Mobile. It makes everything easier, and I know when I pay the bill, a portion of that money is going to the Heritage Foundation and 16 other great conservative causes. I believe in Patriot Mobile. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your number, get the same super reliable nationwide service, and feel good about funding the right agendas with every call you make. With unlimited plans starting as low as $20 per month, why wait? Visit them online at patriotmobile.com/you or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-272-8746. Patriot Mobile. Come join the family.
Iowa's Chuck Grassley is trading his gavel as chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee to take over as chairman of the powerful Finance Committee,
a role he previously held. Grassley will replace Utah's Orrin Hatch, who's retiring. The move also puts South Carolina's Lindsey Graham in line to head the Judiciary Committee. Once he takes over in January, Graham would play a huge role in the confirmation process for the next Attorney General, as well as any future Supreme Court nominees. He also would have oversight of the Department of Justice, which oversees Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting, Northern California officials have struggled to get a handle on the number of missing from the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. Authorities are logging hundreds of reports by people who could not reach loved ones in the aftermath of the blaze that spread with astonishing speed last week. Officials most recently released a largely expanded list of more than 600 names, but they acknowledge the list is dynamic. News and analysis at townhall.com. 3 years after it closed its doors, a beloved Manhattan toy store has reopened.
FAO Schwarz, a New York institution for a century and a half, is back, and according to its chief marketing officer, bigger and better than ever.
It's really more experiences, more things to do with your family, and more memory-creating activities.
David Nigley says the new location in Rockefeller Center has the familiar dance-on piano and clock tower, but now you can walk through the latter, and when you dance on the former, I can see you up on the plaza. In the 3 years since the store disappeared, Nigley says people have come to recognize retail as theater, something FAO Schwarz recognized from way back. Warren Levinson, New York.
Volkswagen intends to invest $50 billion in the electric and autonomous car technologies expected to reshape the industry and said it would make battery-powered vehicles more accessible to mass-market auto buyers by selling its new ID Compact for about what a Golf diesel costs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Living a doodah. Here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
I wouldn't say she's daring. She's out there making her case, not taking it for granted. But I think, Sandra, that in these late innings of the Trump first term, that she is the most skillful leader that we have. These candidates all ran on health care. She was the architect of the Affordable Care Act. And if we're going to have any chance at all at protecting what has been lost, we need her on the mound.
Do you know why they called it the Affordable Care Act? Because you only got, like, a couple things. You only got, like, a couple services. That's it. That's why it was affordable, because not everything is covered. Oh, that's awkward. Welcome back to the show. Second hour, at D. Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. So, yeah, that's the problem. I wish that Republicans could refine their messaging against the Santa messaging, right, where everything is free. Free college and free this. It's not really free. It's going to be mediocre health care, and it's not health care. Insurance isn't health care. It's no. I was also looking at this story coming out from CNS. about how the federal government collected record taxes in October and they still run a $100 billion deficit. Remember how we've always been told, oh, well, if you cut people's taxes, what's going to happen is federal revenue is going to plummet. How many times have you heard that, particularly from people on the left? I mean, really only from people on the left. Daily, right? And I had a conversation with my oldest son, who has an economics class in school, in his high school, about this. And he had asked me, he said, I don't believe it. He goes, but I want to understand the mechanics of this argument. Where he was saying, well, isn't it if you give tax cuts to the rich that it hurts the poor? And so we had this fascinating conversation about this. And I'm so glad that he asked, because it's an opportunity to teach about math and reality. And I noticed this, and this also came up as well, because he said, well, I've heard the argument, it's been made in class, that when you cut taxes, that the revenue to the government falls. And I said, well, this has literally completely disproved by the Laffer curve. Art Laffer, who is an economist, worked under Reagan. It's completely disproved. Not only that under Reagan, but it's completely disproved under Kennedy, because, you know, he was the last really sensible Democrat in the White House. And when he cut taxes, federal revenue to the government skyrocketed. And you know what? That's not an anomaly. That's how the economy works. So October 2018, after taxes were cut by this administration, the revenue, and this is what the media really didn't emphasize on, the revenue, the federal revenue, hit $2.53 billion, an all-time record high. So when you, because I see these headlines, oh, it's record taxes. They collect record revenue because of decreased taxation. And I was explaining this to my son. I'm like, look, when you allow people to keep more of their own money, every time they will steward their own money better than the government will.
Not only that, but when you have more taxpayers because you're providing more jobs, you're going to have more taxes coming into the government.
Exactly.
That's just how it is. You just create 4 million jobs. Those are 4 million taxpayers.
Right.
You have to understand that's taxes into the government.
Right. And I gave him the example, for instance, of Caltech. And just because George Kellgren, who owns that company, was so excited when tax reform passed. And what was the first thing that George Kellgren did? Well, he gave all of his employees an extra week of paid vacation. They all got raises. He expanded the company, and they're creating 3 new firearms, and they're hiring a bunch more people. And as, you know, Kane, as you just said, those new people that are being hired, those are new taxpayers. Those are people who are going to be adding to the tax base. Those are people who are going to have capital with which to engage in commerce, which then, again, creates more tax revenue, not just for the federal government either, but for their state and localities. And that's how this works. And he really understood that. And so this idea that the government, because the government doesn't create jobs, when the government takes that capital, people aren't able to create more taxpayers with that capital. It's the private sector that creates more taxpayers, not the government. And whenever you hear people say, oh, my gosh, you know, they get these corporate tax breaks, who do you think creates more taxpayers? The businesses. They create more taxpayers by expanding and creating more jobs. The government doesn't create more jobs in the private sector. The private sector. That's the engine of the economy, not the government. Some of these people, I don't know how they've lasted this long in politics, because they clearly just do not understand. They just don't get it. They don't get it. But it's so silly. But that's the real, that's the real math of it all. Math is fun, right? But I love that my son was asking me all these, like, very serious questions, and he's very interested in all of this. He's, you know, listening. He's considering criminal justice. So I'm like, ooh, gosh, please. For the God's ears, let that happen. So switching it up a little bit, Twitter apparently has developed a new kind of rule where it concerns language. And I was Well, it was retweeted in my timeline. It's some. I think she's on the left. It's some feminist from British Columbia. But, and I've seen this happen with other individuals. One of my friends who goes by the name of Gay Patriot, he's a gay conservative, got in trouble because he called Bradley Manning a man. And he said that he wasn't a woman, even if he is identifies as a woman. He's scientifically, genetically not a woman. And he had his account permanently terminated for that. And so this feminist had her tweets reported because, and all she said, she was in a conversation where she says, well, men aren't women, though. And she asked, well, how are trans women not men? What is the difference between a man and a trans woman? And her comments were reported, and Twitter sent her a note saying, quote, you may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease. The left believes that a challenge to their opinion, intellectually, academically, etc., is persecution. This is why I hate when people say so-and-so attacked so-and-so. Who is it, Voltaire, who said, let me never commit the vulgarity of mistaking disagreement with persecution? Because that's exactly what this is. They're trying to equate simple disagreement with persecution so that they can claim protected status means you can't disagree. Well, that's ridiculous, isn't it? And if you're banning people who say that, look, men are not women, I mean, it is science, but particularly going after women who are objecting to men who are trying to appropriate their sex, is that not inherently sexist? I mean, this is literally an episode of Black Mirror. I mean, this is what it feels like. So all of these, you know, Twitter is essentially, and I don't know if it's just because they're these transgender activists that target people, which they do. They targeted Gay Patriot. They were super mad. And then they targeted another friend of mine who is a conservative woman who is a lesbian. And she thinks it's absolutely the height of sexism for men to try to appropriate the female gender. And they targeted her. It's like, what in the world? Hold up. And I've noticed that there's this huge disagreement in the gay community as well that do not want the transgender activists to try to, as one friend told me, piggyback on their advocacy. So it's just like a big fight. Everybody's kung fu fighting. But if you're trying to suppress, like, real and genuine conversation, how are you not encouraging just blatant stupidity? I mean, that's what it is, right? You're just encouraging people to be stupid. She asked a genuine question. How are men and trans women different? What makes them different? And that was reported. Instead of rising to the challenge and intellectually defending your position, they just wanted to silence her. This is what the left does. This is fascism. It's a tenet of fascism to try to suppress and control speech.
Well, they called it an attack, like you had talked about before. That's the only way that they were able to continue with their statement. They had to frame it first as some sort of illegal activity by attacking a quote-unquote protected class. It's really silly.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, my goodness. People are just... So you have people like Joe Kennedy lying and saying, oh, my gosh, can you believe that that they want to actually uphold due process and have an attorney question the representation of an accuser? Can you believe that? And then make it out to be like the rapist actually gets to cross-examine the accuser. What in the world? So they lie about that, and then they try to shut down actual people who are having genuine conversations.
And if it's a trial, am I right by saying that there is neither a victim nor a rapist yet? Because it's still a trial.
That's why you use accuser.
Exactly.
Accuser and person
being
accused. And alleged
and all this other stuff. So it's wrong on every count.
Yeah. I think that there's a difference between progressives and liberals. There, on the left, you have liberals and progressives. Just like on the right, you have like Republicans and conservatives, right? They're different. They're not usually the same. Sometimes their interests coincide. Progressivism is a danger to genuine intellectualism. Progressivism is a danger to genuine, actual intellectual expression, academic exploration, open conversation, and real, legitimate growth in the understanding of different ideas that we all discuss. It is an absolute threat because it seeks to shut down anything that challenges it, anything with which it disagrees. It does not want to coexist, and it really encourages and nurtures hatred towards things that are different. In many instances, progressivism is the very backwoods, closed-minded belief system that it claims to mock. We got more on this. We got a lot still on the way. 844-344-DANA is the number to join the program. We'll work some of you in later on. And also, I have a couple of other things, but we'll get to all of that. I have a lot of stuff today. ZipRecruiter will help you if, because we were just talking about jobs and the economy and et cetera, it can help you with your hiring because, you know, when it comes to hiring, there are job sites that send you tons of the wrong resumes to sort through. That's not smart, and it's not smart to use your relatives to fill in at work while you look for staff. And when it comes to life, it's not smart to make the lottery the centerpiece of your retirement plan, but it is smart to go to ZipRecruiter.com/Dana to hire the right person. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes and identifies the people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply so you get qualified candidates fast. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the United States. And you all can try ZipRecruiter for free by visiting ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. ZipRecruiter.com/Dana. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Imagine the panic that swept over this dad. He was working late when he got an alert on his smartphone. His Blink motion-activated security camera picked up something. He opens the Blink app and views a video clip of a man peering through his kitchen window. He calls 911 and alerts his wife. Preventing situations like this is what Blink is all about. The point of having a home security system is to help alert you before some creep breaks into your home, not after. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on batteries that last for up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Here's the deal. Get your Blink camera system starting at less than $100. No contracts or subscriptions. Visit blinkprotect.com/Dana for details. blinkprotect.com/Dana. BlinkProtect.com/Dana. Blink is an Amazon company.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and His values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
Okay, turkey?
Check.
Stuffing?
Check.
Pie?
Sure, got good old pumpkin.
Well, I'd rather have apple, or maybe a cream pie, or maybe a little of each.
Well, now what do I do?
Go to Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive and order a four-pack for just $19.99. That way, everyone gets their favorite pie this year.
Okay, I'm off to feed the inner bear.
Oh, hey, and don't forget to add in their limited holiday pie, candy cane chocolate cream pie.
Black Bear Diner.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's the Dana Show.
Official Dana Lash on to Facebook. And we got some Florida man coming up. Yeah, I know. I got everybody sent me the story about the Joker. I got it 11,000 times. I'm including it. So there you go. okay, let's just kick it. We got quick five. Let's kick it.
And now all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's quick five.
Germany. Angela Merkel has encouraged the Romanian president to not move their embassy to Jerusalem. Oh, look at that. Okay. In an effort to stop Romania's government from relocating its embassy to Jerusalem, German Chancellor Angela Merkel called Romania's president Klaus Iohannis in April, urging him to stop Bucharest's declared announcement to move its diplomatic building to Israel's capital. Lay off! Lay off, Angela! She's apparently been trying to block this by calling European politicians. I have some words to describe that, but I'm going to just not say anything right now, and we're going to move on to the next headline. So this is kind of an interesting study that came through that looked at from Daily Caller, looked at millennials and jobs. It says post-millennials, that's my kids. So that's Generation Z, right? Okay, so post-millennials, they're on track to be the best educated and most diverse generation but are less likely to hold full-time jobs, according to a study that was released yesterday. Pew Research Center, I don't want to watch your stupid ad, Pew Research Center found that older post-millennials between 18 or 20, I'm sorry, older post-millennials, are you serious? That's what they call them? That they don't get their own thing? Like Gen Z? Isn't it Gen Z? Yeah. That they're more likely to stay in school and pursue college. 60% were pursuing college in 2017. 53% of millennials in 2002, 44% Gen X in 1986 were enrolled. But here's the problem. They say that enrollment could affect full-time work participation amongst that post-millennial demographic. And they say only, 15% of 15 to 17-year-old workers worked full-time in 2018. Okay, so my son was in that age. He worked part-time. He had a part-time job during the summer, because they're required to pay so much of their own stuff. So that's kind of interesting. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm in Texas, because I don't see that. Like, everybody, all the kids I know, they all have part-time jobs. And, I mean, they don't work full-time between 15 or 17 because they're in school. So I don't, like, high school still. So I don't understand that. Oh my gosh, this woman. The Daily Mail had this story. A jilted bride, like while she was getting ready for her wedding, got text messages from her husband to be's girlfriend, his side chick, right? And she sent her screenshots of all kinds of stuff. So the jilted bride goes through at the wedding, but instead of reading her vows when she was up in front of the family and friends, she decided to brazenly read out each and every one of their racy texts. Yeah. And then he and his best man could not run out of the church fast enough. Ooh. That's kind of dang. And Billy Idol took his naturalization oath of allegiance in a ceremony yesterday in Los Angeles, becoming an American citizen. It's a nice day for a naturalization service. Congrats to Billy Idol. We have a lot more in store. Stay with us. Did you know that worldwide debt has risen to a record $233 trillion, more than three times the global annual economic output? 51% of people believe a global financial crisis is coming, and that's because government-managed banking systems are not reliable. Until now, there hasn't been a real usable solution, and that's why I'm excited to introduce you to Glint. Glint founders believe the ready-made solution has existed for a millennia. It just hadn't caught up with modern life. So they built Glint to reintroduce gold as money, and for the first time ever, as a global currency that can be spent in real time at the electronic point of sale. Glint allows you to save and spend gold using it anywhere in the world via the Glint MasterCard debit card. To start saving and spending in gold now, simply download the Glint app or visit glintpay.com. That's glintpay.com. Gold is the most reliable store of value, and Glint is the only way to spend it. Visit glintpay.com today. That's glintpay.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit PVA.org.
This portion of the Dana Show is brought to you by Kel-Tec. They don't make ordinary firearms, they invent better ones. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. Visit them at KelTecWeapons.com.
Here's the thing, he gave it his best shot. And I told him before he did it, I said, you're not going to beat me. But I guess that they're pushing you. The base is pushing you to go ahead after me. But you need Democrats like me to put my country before my party and want you to be successful. Because if my president's successful, my country does well and my state does well. That's more important to me than any party affiliation.
Wow, that's Joe Manchin who was saying that stuff. The Democrat from... Wow. West Virginia, right? Yeah. Joe Manchin. If I had to say I like a Democrat, I would say that about Joe Manchin because he just doesn't seem nuts. And he also knew, you know why he survived, by the way, the reelection? Do you know why he survived? He survived because he didn't go, he didn't buck the administration. Yeah, West Virginia. He didn't buck the administration. He actually wanted to work with the president, and that's voters are like, okay, we can deal with that. So that's how that worked. Amazing. So I mean, see, he's a guy I would say is a liberal, not a progressive. There's a difference between the two, you know. There's a definite difference. So in Australia. Universities are starting to ban sarcasm.
Is that sarcastic?
No. Nope. In fact, Gideon Rosner, the director of policy at the Institute of Public Affairs, said that the majority of Australian universities are hostile to free speech and that they ban sarcasm because it's a, quote, form of violence. Now, they had a public affairs free speech on campus audit in 2017, and they found that the University of Queensland, Western Sydney University, and Charles Sturt University all banned sarcasm. It's literally included in their bullying policies. They put it with ridicule. It literally includes sarcasm in its guide on how to, for real, this is a real thing, how to identify potentially aggressive behaviors, and it warns to be careful with humor and sarcasm. Seriously, I'm looking at it right now. Like they say, identifying potentially aggressive behaviors, prolonged glaring, no eye contact. Oh, my goodness. I mean, this is crazy. So they say that sarcasm is apparently like a, oh, my gosh. You want to take over from here because I got a face pump for
But I only have sarcasm. So that's weird. But show me on the doll where the sarcasm hurt you, is what I say.
When do people turn into such pansies?
I have no idea. And that wasn't sarcastic, was
it? No, right, they really
being,
are.
You're being real there.
I didn't, that's not the word I preferred to use, but it's the one I'm allowed to, buddy. FCC.
Understood.
When did they turn? When did this happen?
Oh, gosh, I think it's been happening for a while.
Gosh, people are just, these people are weak. Oh, sarcasm bothers you?
No, it hurts. Yeah.
It hurts.
Apparently, they're saying it's like assault.
Salt is good. No. Nope. This is so ridiculous. All of this is so silly. There's no reason why it should be.
And we all know, we all have friends that don't understand sarcasm, right? Like, there's always that one friend that you're sarcastic with, and they just
No, I don't have friends like that, because I just don't associate with those people. I can't stand
it.
No,
I have friends like that.
I don't. I'm like, you know what? You're too stupid. Go away.
Well, that's harsh, but...
No, it's... Here's the thing. Why do we have to... No, I'm being totally serious. Why do we have to sugarcoat everything? This is the problem. Everyone wants to be handled with kid gloves and get participation trophies, and no one wants to be offended. I don't care if you're offended. When people say I'm offended, I immediately... What I hear is, I am weak. I'm a weak person. It's a miracle that I still exist. That's what I hear. When someone goes, I am totally offended, I hear, I'm weak. I have to have Post-its to remind me to breathe and blink. That's what I hear. I just think you're advertising how weak and silly you are. No one cares if you're offended. What are you supposed? You're expecting like what, a crown, like a beauty pageant and a bouquet of flowers because you're offended? Woo-ba-da-doo! You're offended. You don't have the right to not be. You don't have the right to tell someone, don't offend me now. And especially when people are so weak, you know, intellectually and in their personal constitutions, that they are triggered over the existence of the chance that someone might disagree with them. People are, good grief. Just like with Twitter, trying to, heaven forbid you have a genuine conversation about transgenderism. We can't have that because truth might trigger some people. So we need to shield them from truth and aid them in, you know, just their one-sided arguments.
That's how we got flat earthers.
Yeah, that's why flat earthers still exist, because of that. That's why. I don't know. All of this is just, it's, I just get so disillusioned with people. I have to include this headline as well. None of these things go together, but I am mystified by this. So Japan's cybersecurity minister, cybersecurity, what does that mean to you? Technology, computers, yeah.
Online,
right?
Online safety of your information.
Yeah, okay, well, the minister that's in charge of all of that for Japan, the country, well, he had to acknowledge that he never has used a computer. And that he doesn't even know what a USB port is. Yeah. Yeah. He actually goes, I give instructions to my aide so I don't punch into a computer myself. But I'm confident that our work is flawless. Okay, what? This is essentially the people who are arguing for firearm policy here. They've never, it's like the same thing. But, so this, I mean, lawmakers, it actually was highlighted in Japanese media. They were incredulous over this guy. I mean, he runs their cybersecurity. Ruling party lawmaker Yoshitaka Sakurada was in charge of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, and he was asked questions from independent and opposition legislators, and that's when he gave that quote. And he goes, when he was asked about the grid and malware, he didn't even know how to answer these questions. He says, well, the USB was basically never used. He didn't even know what it was. He was just saying things. I'm not making any of this up. This is on ABC. I'm not kidding you. And lawmakers did not even understand how to deal with it because all of this was live on their television, national television. And they get, they, and while Sakurada was having this discussion, bureaucrats were, they were on television racing over to him, running over to him to give him sheets of paper with information so he at least could say things that sounded somewhat smart. And he was named to his position last month during the cabinet reshuffle. And he, and they go, well, he's not expected to have much hands-on responsibility handling of either cybersecurity or the Olympics, but he's the head of cybersecurity for Japan. Well, the USB wasn't actually used, and they're looking at each other like, what, do you know what you're talking about? Doesn't sound like you know what you're talking about. Well. Okay. It sounds about right for government, right? That sounds about right for government. That's what it sounds like.
Being a
I'm
lifeguard
amazed.
And never swimming. Or, you know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm the head lifeguard, but can't swim. Scared of water.
Never have actually swam before. I'm the lifeguard. Never actually swam.
But that doggy paddle.
I just have someone do it for me.
That doggy paddle we don't use too much.
Yeah. Oh, my heavens. I can't even deal with this. So Julian Assange is going to be prosecuted for espionage. U.S. officials are hopeful that they're going to get him extradited from his bolt hole there in the Ecuadorian embassy in London and to face charges in an American courtroom. I wish that people would stop blowing smoke up his butt because the guy is a cretin. I mean, let's not forget, when we had our soldiers in Afghanistan, he put our military lives in danger because he published informant. He outed the informants that our troops were relying on for intelligence. He put all of these informants' lives in danger. He took, the way that it was described, the eyes and ears that our units rely on for the battlefield, he obliterated all of that. And you know that the documents that he published when they raided bin Laden's compound in Abbottabad, Julian Assange's documents on our military and outing our informants and everything else, that was found amongst the documentation in bin Laden's compound. So people need to stop acting like Julian Assange is, you know, King Blank of Blank Mountain, because he's not. He's a cretin. And he jeopardized the lives of I don't know how many people. And he's a stooge. He's never been an ally of the United States. He actually worked with our enemies against us to imperil the lives of innocent people. So I don't know why in the world anybody who is on the right especially would defend him. What do they think, it's cool or something? Or do they just not know what the hell they're talking about? Remember when they did, what was it, the collateral damage video that they put out? Oh, my gosh, I just remember so many stories. And I had people, I have friends, by the way, who were serving and who were in Afghanistan at the time this all happened. And they, these veterans and these special operators, they cannot stand this guy because of what he did. Everything changed. Their movements had to change. Everything changed. Everything was outed. Disaster. So all the people that, you know, I'll throw it down. If you claim to love the troops, don't kiss Julian Assange butt. Because you can't do both. You can't say that you support troops while thinking Julian Assange is a great guy because he almost got him killed. And the informants that they relied upon to help not only keep them safe, but also move about and carry out their missions. I this guy's a cretin. And he's a stooge for Russia. I mean, that's true. I mean, I don't know if people forget about this or what. Ben Sasse was right. He released a statement saying this was cut and dried. WikiLeaks is an outlet for foreign propaganda, and Julian Assange is an enemy of the American people. I mean, it's true. He is no ally to serious journalists or defenders of free speech. He's in bed with a guy who murders journalists and dissidents. So I do not know a veteran that likes Julian Assange. Because those who, and I have friends that were in service on the battlefield at the time all this stuff went down, and I have heard them for a fact run this guy down. They cannot stand him. They think he's an enemy of the state. Because he is. We have Florida Man on the way. And let's see here. We got some stuff. We got Florida Man on the way. And we got a bunch of stuff as well happening. I ended up getting a couple more mag lights. I want to make sure that I have a mag light for, like, my kitchen and one for my living room. And then, you know, when the dogs go outside at night, I always take my big giant, my ML150LR, because that thing has a beam throw of more than a quarter mile. It's over 1,000 lumens of light. Not that my dogs are, like, running a quarter mile away from me, but I just, you know, we have coyotes in the area. I want to be able to see everything, so I always take my mag light out with me whenever I go outside. I like Maglite because I've always had it. This has always been the first thing that I've gone to because it's dependable. It holds up after, I mean, I have a house full of boys and this thing holds up. All my Maglites hold up. And it is something that represents decades of research. It's just totally state of the art. They always refine it. And this is why a lot of people on the force, a lot of people who are serving the country, they carry mag lights because they're dependable, right? I mean, you want the best, and you want to have something that puts that gives you effective, usable light. They also have the survival light, the Maglite ML300L. It's a four-cell LED. You get 18 days of effective, real, usable light. That's more than 400 hours on a single set of batteries, which is pretty awesome. Every single Maglite, manufactured, assembled right here in the U.S. of A. They're committed to American manufacturing. Visit maglite.com/Dana and get special offers that you're not going to find anywhere else. Plus, you get free shipping on orders of $50 or more. Maglite makes a superior product with a limited lifetime warranty. Visit maglite.com/Dana for special pricing and free shipping on orders of $50 or more. That's maglite.com/Dana. With all of the recent news about online security breaches, it's hard not to worry about where your data goes. Making an online purchase or simply accessing your email could put your private information at risk. Not to mention, you're being tracked online by social media sites and marketing companies and your mobile or internet provider. It seems nothing is private anymore. That's why I decided to take back my privacy using ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps that run seamlessly in the background of my computer, phone, tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Protecting yourself with ExpressVPN costs less than $7 a month. Protect your online activity today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Dana. That's ExpressVPN.com/Dana for 3 months free with a one-year package. ExpressVPN.com/Dana.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk active workspace solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists,
activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
We need to go to Florida Man immediately. Right now. I can't wait anymore.
It's time for Florida Person. It's time to check what Florida is up to.
I'm going to read this headline exactly as it is. Just as it is. Okay? A man, Florida Man, Jesus Condom, accused of trying to abduct a girl walking to school in Sunrise, Florida. Or Jesus Condom?
Back up. What, say that?
J-E-S-U-S-C-O-N-D-O-M.
Jesus Condom.
You think that's his name?
That's what I want it to be.
I'm just saying that's what it is. How do you say that name? Steve, say that name. How do you say that name? J-E-S-U-S-C-O-N-D-O-M.
Jesus Condom.
Thank you, Steve.
D-O-M. You guys suck. Anyway. He was accused of trying to abduct a girl in Sunrise, Florida, and they think he's actually connected to a similar incident that happened last week as well. She's a seventh grader. She helped Sunrise police catch and arrest Condom on Wednesday. I don't think that's like that. Okay. 73-year-old Florida woman, according to Polk, this is Polk County, Florida, Miami Herald, she was worried about the meth she was smoking, so she took it to her doctor to check. A elderly Florida woman is accused of taking her methamphetamine to the doctor for testing after she became concerned about the drug's effect on her. Barbara Lee Ray of Polk County, Florida, asked her doctors to test the meth because she was worried about it doing harm. She says she was using meth for about a month, but she has no idea where she got it or even why she was smoking it. Yes, it came back positive for meth. She was booked in Polk County jail on two counts of possession of meth and two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. She was released 2 days after visiting the doctor. How does this happen? Do you think she's senile? I feel bad for her. Do you think she's senile?
How much meth is in my meth I bought here?
She came in. She pulled three out. She came in with a little handbag, had a small clear plastic bag, and then it contained, oh, the bag. It was just a bag. Contained a white crystal-like substance. And, yeah, it all tested positive for meth. She thought she was, she wanted some peace of mind. What? What? I am so concerned. What is this? Florida man's huge neck mugshot generates 250,000 comments on social media. Charles Dion McDowell, Florida man, whose neck is wider than his head, was arrested. Some people said that some of the comments were that this is Nicki Minaj's brother, Necky Minaj. Others said that they out here arresting thumbs. McDowell's Escambia County Sheriff's Office said he is in custody with a bond of $57,000. But they said some of the comments include, quote, that man drinks some milk. By the time it hits his stomach, it's going to spoil. He doesn't skip neck day, said the other one. I mean, their comments are the most amazing comments, I think, on any social media post that has ever been given, ever. And then last but not least, hold up. So you have large neck man, and then you have the Joker lookalike, according to the Miami Herald. The Miami Joker, well, he was arrested again. He literally has the Joker stuff tattooed all over his face, and he's back in jail. Everybody.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Georgia's governor-elect is Republican Brian Kemp. Democrat Stacey Abrams says it's a legal fight for an office may be ending, but not her fight about her dispute over how voting took place and how votes were counted.
The final result had been unresolved since Election Day itself until the Abrams speech effectively ended the contest. In a written statement, Mr. Kemp says, quote, the election is over and hardworking Georgians are ready to move forward. We can no longer dwell on the divisive politics of the past, but must focus on Georgia's bright and promising future, unquote. That moving forward has the promise of a federal lawsuit by Ms. Abrams, who is still claiming, in her words, quote, gross mismanagement, unquote, of the elections. George Bonzani reporting.
President Trump has recognized seven Americans with the country's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
During an East Room ceremony, the president described the recipients as extraordinary Americans. They included retiring GOP Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah.
Senator Hatch is a true American statesman.
Former Dallas Cowboy Roger Staubach.
One of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
And Elvis Presley.
The king, as he was known by everybody.
The president even played a clip of one of Presley's gospel songs.
Oh, Michael.
Also honored were retired Minnesota Supreme Court Justice Alan Page and doctor and Republican Party donor Miriam Adelson. And Babe Ruth and Justice Antonin Scalia received posthumous honors. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Authorities have increased the number of homes and other buildings burned by the massive Southern California wildfire. The figure rose Friday evening. The 713 buildings destroyed, many of them homes, more than 200 damaged, but the tally is continuing. The death toll still stands at three, including two people found in the car. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
This here is the story of Lawrence, who always wants to play pro football. His parents supported his love of the game, sent him to special camps, and then in college, pro scouts came to a bunch of games where Lawrence was playing the trumpet at halftime. Yeah, Lawrence was never that good at football. Gave up by the time he got to college. But he also learned how Geico could save him a lot of money on car insurance. So he switched and saved. So, this here story has a happy ending after all.
Just in time for the holidays, a beloved toy store is back.
3 years after it closed its store on Fifth Avenue, FAO Schwartz is making a return to New York. A new FAO opens today in Manhattan's Rockefeller Center, about 10 blocks from its former home near Central Park. For more than 150 years, FAO Schwartz was known in New York City for its classy and sometimes extravagantly expensive toys. FAO was founded in 1862 by German immigrant Frederick August Otto Schwartz, specializing in high-end toys, some imported from Europe. Ron DeRockster reporting.
A Texas corporation that runs behavioral health hospitals is accused of illegally holding four patients, two of whom were voluntary patients who were allegedly prohibited from leaving. SAS Healthcare, Inc., also known as Sundance Behavioral Healthcare System, detained two patients involuntarily at its Arlington facility. News and analysis at townhall.com. Jennie-O Turkey is recalling packages of ground turkey.
This is the first recall, not counting pet food, tied to a widespread and ongoing salmonella outbreak that has resulted in one death and more than 160 reported illnesses in 35 states. The Jennie-O recall involves one-pound packages of raw, ground turkey sold nationwide with use-by dates of early October and shouldn't be in stores anymore, but they could be in freezers. Jennie-O's parent company, Hormel, says government agencies have found the salmonella strain in the outbreak in 29 manufacturing plants from 19 companies. Pet food with raw turkey had been previously linked to the outbreak. I'm Ed Donahue.
Despite efforts by some cities to clamp down on the short-term rental market, Airbnb says it just had its best quarter ever. The private San Francisco-based company says revenue for the third quarter easily topped $1 billion. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Well, here's a story for you, because they always say, well, we're not going to take your guns. We're not going to take your guns. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash, third hour, at DLash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook. High-ranking Democrat Eric Swalwell, who is also a 2020 contender, has called for the confiscation of all semi-automatic rifles and wants to use $15 billion taxpayer dollars to do it, and proposes criminally prosecuting anyone who does not participate, according to NBC. The congressman wants to outlaw semi-automatic, what he says, semi-automatic assault weapons, meaning all semi-automatic rifles, because there's no legal definition of this made-up term that's used by anti-gun advocates. So they're talking about banning all semi-automatic rifles. That's why language is important. That's why terminology is important, because laws regulate different terminology, different firearms according to terminology.
He has an op-ed in USA Today where he says to ban them and go after resistors. Wow.
The American?
Yes, Americans. And he says that the government should pay $1,000 for every weapon that you're forced to give over, and says that it would take $15 billion to buy back the roughly 15 million weapons and, quote, criminally prosecute anyone who chooses to defy the buyback by keeping their weapons, end quote. He says Australia's confiscation got it right, even though he completely ignores the fact that their private gun ownership now has surpassed its pre-ban 1996 level. But he says that we should use $15 billion to do this. I'm quoting him directly from his column. He says that Democrats have been, quote, too deferential to Second Amendment activists, quote. It's not activists. It's you're too deferential to the Constitution. There is nothing that I have ever said that has been in any way unconstitutional in terms of discussing Second Amendment law. Not a single thing. Not a single thing. So, yeah, if anything, Swalwell is the activist. He is the activist. He says that that we can't, he thinks that you're dismissing the moral equivalence, and he doesn't believe that the Second Amendment is morally equivalent with today's time. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. It's like reading an op-ed written by an alien.
How's he feel about Twitter and Facebook?
I don't know. And he talks about semi-automatic rifles that courts haven't found a constitutional right to have them. Oh, what? And he also bastardized Aunt Justice Scalia in his Heller decision when he wrote that the right is not unlimited and, quote, is not a right to keep and carry any weapon whatsoever in any manner and whatsoever for whatever purpose. Scalia, and I have this over at DanaRadio.com, and it's in a chapter of my book, Hands Off My Gun. Scalia was directly referencing the affrighting rule that was implemented back during the colonial times, where each of the 13 colonies had various ordinances and regulations regarding affrighting, which was the precursor to modern-day brandishing. Affrighting was considered, it was considered affrighting if someone carried a, quote, unusual weapon, end quote, meaning something like a head axe or something that they had made at home, you know, with chains on it. Like, for instance, the bat with the barbed wire, Lucille, would be considered an unusual weapon. And if you were carrying it around purposely with the intent to intimidate or maliciously threaten people or threaten people, that was considered affrighting. And so now when people are looking at brandishing and different level and different charges related to brandishing, they consider the maliciousness aspect of affrighting. And so this is directly what Scalia was actually referencing. And keep in mind, he also said that semi-automatic rifles like the AR-15 were of common use, and that they, because it is common use and because it is the most popular rifle in America, would not classify as being an unusual weapon under the colonial era definition of affrighting, or even trying to extrapolate that and apply it to modern era brandishing. So this is a weak argument that is not supported by logic, nor is it supported by law, nor is it supported by Scalia's own opinion, which people only quote in part and don't actually put it in context and discuss the whole of what he was mentioning. So this is why reading is fundamental. But this is what, I mean, people always say that I'm, you know, like I engage in hyperbole if I say that they are wanting to do this. I never say anything other than what they have already stated. I always cite these individuals. I mean, that's all what I've ever done. So, and he's a ranking Democrat. He is a high-ranking Democrat. He, in fact, he's on a number of different committees, and I was trying to remember what he's actually the ranking committee. I want to say it's a committee on intelligence committee. He's on the permanent select committee on intelligence, and he's the ranking member on the CIA subcommittee. He's on the judiciary committee. So he's a high ranking member of Congress, and he's also already stated that he's interested in running for 2020. And so he's a mainstream Democrat who's calling for complete confiscation. a complete mainstream Democrat. So I don't know how the rest of the party wants to. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, honestly, what's the point with a party? Where are they going to? How are they going to reconcile that with their supposed support that they say for the Second Amendment? This is what they're building up to. They're now at the point where they're starting to be honest about what they want. There was a poll that came out just the other day where Democrats were polled, and there was a significant percentage that wanted to entirely repeal the Second Amendment. They're being honest about it. The Democrat Party, you know, is gone. The Kennedy Party, even you would even argue the early Clinton-esque kind of early 90s party, Democrat Party, is gone. It is the Socialist Party. They are not Democrats anymore. People like Joe Manchin are unicorns. Eric Swalwell, people like Eric Swalwell, people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that is who the party is. That's who the party is. So this is something that they are going to continue to push on. And remember, House Democrats have said they want one of their top concerns, in addition to going after Trump, is full-on total gun control. Nancy Pelosi has stated this from her own mouth. And Swalwell is an up and he's now a rank. He's a, you know, a powerful member now in the House. This is one of the things that they're going to push. And people need to realize this. This is where we are. That's pretty unbelievable. I told people, they didn't want to believe it, but, you know, there we are.
Dana, I think it'll be interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to add to this. I think it'll be interesting once these primary candidates start coming out next year in 2019, because, you know, during primaries, people get like push more far to the left and far to the right. So it'll be interesting the talking points that start to build on each other as the primary continues, and then they'll have to moderate it as the general starts. So we'll see where that rhetoric gets, at least for voters.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty. I mean, all of this is they've said that this isn't going to happen, and here it is. This is what they're actually pushing. Oh man, alive! I tell you, when they're honest, when they tell you and show you who they are, believe them, and that's what they're doing. I'm just curious to see how does a Democrat get elected in Iowa anyway? What is happening? You know, one of the things that they're able to be successful at is when they talked about free college and free health care, and they say. And people actually believe this. No one wants to look at it any differently. They just think that they're going to get free stuff, and they just buy into it. And I just will never understand this. How can people just buy into this stuff? And they do know how to see districts. I'm so infuriated with Republicans right now on how Texas has been handled. I'm not at the point where I can put it into words without just flying into a rage on air. I'll get to that point, and we're going to have that. Political autopsy, for the lack of a better way to put it, but it just enrages me. So we have, and we'll follow all of that continuously, obviously. But this is what they're looking to do. But here's also the thing, and I said this after the elections: Democrats are not going to get anything through the House right now because they don't control the Senate. Republicans extended their Senate. In fact, Ron DeSantis is now he's officially won, and. Of course, Rick Scott is, I mean, he's won. There's just nothing they can, there's no way that they can do this. So Republicans extended their majority in the Senate. And so this is, it's going to be next to impossible for the House to get this done, but that's not the point. They're going to push it. And then the moment they get both chambers, and heaven forbid if they ever get the White House, that's it. If Democrats get the White House, the Senate, and the House, the Second Amendment will be repealed. And they'll push forward, And then they'll go, and you have to go through state by state because you have to have two-thirds state by state. You know, it's a big process. That's what they'll try to do. They'll push it through federally first, and then they'll work state by state. But in the meantime, while that process cures, for the lack of a better way to put it, they will implement tons of executive orders on all kinds of restrictions. You will see semi-automatic rifles entirely banned. I promise you, that's not I've never been wrong. Ever. That's not hyperbole. They've said they do it. And this is they're setting the stage for when that moment happens. Anyway. So, all of this and a lot more. We got a lot to, it's a lot. So we're going to, we have some hate mail to read. 844-344-DANA, what do you think about this? Because, and remember, this is all the stuff that they've said that they would do. I also have a story for you of a lesbian couple that used hidden cameras to search for a baker who would decline to make them a cake so they could launch lawfare against the baker. Pretty unbelievable. I have that story as well for you when we come back, and we got some quick five, too. In the meantime, Kel-Tec is a company that not only makes really cool guns, but they also support your Second Amendment rights. They don't copy weapons. They invent new things because they want to improve performance over the ordinary stuff that we've all been using for years, and they want to provide better alternatives. They do everything right. They make it right here in the U.S. of A., and they proudly support your Second Amendment right, and they make it possible for every employee to do the same. Everybody gets an annual NRA membership. They are innovative with design, with safety, with quality of engineering, with reliability, and they're also affordable as well. That's the thing. When you invest in Kel-Tec, you're investing in excellence and awesomeness. Check out everything that they have, from the RDB to the KSG-25, the newest member of their tactical shotgun line that holds a whole box of shells. Everything you can find at KeltecWeapons.com. That's KELTECweapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. I love going to the range. What I don't love is loading mags instead of shooting. And what if I told you that loading mags could be fast and fun again? You've tried those other so-called speed loaders, and now they're collecting dust somewhere. Trust me, because I was in the same camp until I learned about the Elite Tactical System Loader and saw it for myself. The ETS loader is the fastest loader ever made, guaranteed. You don't even have to touch the rounds, and you can load a mag in 3 seconds or less. You know that mag thumb, the cramping pain that you get in your thumb and your hand from loading mag after mag? With the ETS loader, no more mag thumb. You will never load the same way again. This is the best $30 you will ever spend on your shooting hobby. And ladies, this must-have tool won't jack up your manicure. Visit loadmagsfast.com and check them out. I don't ever go to the range without mine. That's loadmagsfast.com. Use promo code Dana for free shipping. Loadmagsfast.com, promo code Dana for free shipping.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you. From everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
R.I.P. Pat DiNazio, Smithereens, such a great band. I saw them live once at Memphis in May. So epic. They were so good. It's such a, it's so awesome. All right, so we got some quick five for you. It's time for some quick five.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's quick five.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I said that, but whatever. Guess what? It's officially scientific now. The Journal of Evolutionary Biology said men who've got beards are more attractive than men who are clean-shaven. This is true. Researchers asked more than 8,500 women to rate men on their attractiveness as a long-term romantic partner. They loved the beards. They said beards may be more attractive to women when considering long-term than short-term relationships because they indicate a male's ability to successfully compete socially with other males for resources. And it just looks better. I like face sweaters. They're great. Some dudes look like they're 10. Some dudes look too young. You know what I mean? Like that. There's some dudes who just, they age slowly and they still look baby-faced when they're like in their 30s and it's just weird. You need a face sweater. Because women don't like that. And if they do, I don't know about that. That's weird to me. Anyway, but this is science, and you got to believe science. Let's see here. This is... Ooh, I cannot... I mean, this is going to be just the best session ever. Ocasio-Cortez got into a closed-door fight with a veteran lawmaker over climate change. Yeah, they got into a big fighty fight. A big old fight broke out. It was a closed-door meeting of House Democrats over climate change. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who doesn't know how to pay for anything, got into it with New Jersey Rep. Frank Pallone. He's the incoming chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee. I cannot even imagine how that went. She fought with them. I cannot even imagine. That had to have been amazing to watch. Because there, she's so silly. I can't. Anyway. And I had a headline. I'm looking for it. Oh, scientists are warning of an ice age. Speaking of climate change. They say a mini ice age could actually be on the way, and it's going to get very cold. NASA scientists who are fearing sunspot activities on the surface of the sun. They say it's dropped so low that it could herald the arrival of a mini ice age. This is what's happened. It's weather cyclical. This is the trend. They say we're actually approaching a cooling trend, which is what one of the scientists at Langley Research Center told Space Weather. They say that our atmosphere is losing heat energy, and it has to do with the solar cycle. And they say there have been very few spots on the sun for most of the year, meaning that it could get very cold very quickly, and it could happen in a matter of months. And they said that this is, you know, it's happened before in the planet's history. They said they had a little mini ice age when the Thames froze over once, and they said it's all about solar activity. So, but, you know, global warming and stuff. And it's also the snowiest decade, according to CBS. Yeah, we've had more snow this decade than any in recent times. And they said that it's, aren't they predicting like a harsh winter too? My mom lives and dies by the almanac, the Farmer's Almanac, and she's like warning me about certain things, and I don't know. I'm trying to follow it, you know, but I'm sure that people are going to say, well, that's just evidence, Dana, of the climate, of global warming, because the mini ice age, which that doesn't make sense. I don't know either. So coming up, we'll share some hate. And then also, two lesbians with hidden cameras searched for a baker who would decline to make them a wedding cake. I'll have that story for you when we come back. Superior to any other product on the market today, Maglite is leading the industry with the award-winning ML150LR LED. ML150LR has more than 1,000 lumens and a beam throw of more than a quarter mile. Many products claim to have thousands of lumens, but beam throw and effective, usable light is what really matters. Do you want to be a big, bright light that the bad guy can see, making you the target? Or do you want to put effective, usable light on your target? ML150LR offers all of the legendary Maglite performance along with the most highly advanced technology and on time of up to 75 hours. Every Maglite is manufactured and assembled right here in the USA. Maglite is committed to American manufacturing, and like founder and owner Anthony Maglica, is proud to be American. Visit maglite.com/Dana for special offers you won't find anywhere else. Maglite makes a superior product with a limited lifetime warranty. Visit maglite.com/Dana and receive special pricing you won't find anywhere else. That's maglite.com/Dana.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom and their computer technology, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Danuka of the Pace Cancer Center. Dr. Danuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening, those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
The Dana Show is now available on demand. Subscribe on iTunes and get full episodes delivered right to your phone.
So I was looking at some of the details, more details coming out about the Jamel Roberson shooting. This was the security guard who had, this is at the Manny's, it was Manny's Blue Bar in Illinois. And this was about the security guy who, what had happened was there was a group of dudes who were, according to witnesses, drunk and belligerent, and they had a verbal altercation, and they were thrown out of the establishment. And then it says they, like one story says they came back, and then one story just says one of them came back and had a firearm, and they don't know if there were other people with them. So that's still, and the reason I say that is because I don't know if it's ever been clarified by police that there was more than one person that came back with a firearm. Anyway, but one individual opened fire in the bar because they were mad they were kicked out, and several people were hit, and Jamel Roberson intervened and got the guy on the ground. One of the other guys who was there doing security, he spoke with Chicago Tribune. Let me pull this up, and he's counted as a witness. This individual, Dorian Myrix, 43, he said he was wounded during the incident at the bar. He said he spoke to the Chicago Tribune because he's still in the hospital. And he said that Roberson, he had a vest and a firearm that he kept in his car. And he thinks that when all of this happened that Robertson had time to run out, grab his firearm from his car, and then come back and get the guy and subdue him. And apparently all the original stuff that I read, he had moved him to outside or had pursued him outside, or anyway, he had him on the ground, had his knee in the back. And remember how I said, and we discussed this, how when police responded and came upon him, everyone's trying to figure out what happened in that span of time between police responding to when lethal force was used. And one of the things that Myrick said completely dovetailed into what I had said the other day, because whenever you're in fight or flight mode, you can't hear things sometimes. It's just, and anybody who's ever done, you know, any kind of stress training or anything like that, you know that to be true. And one of the things that Myrick said he said that we didn't want the guy to flip over and take the gun from Jamel in this Chicago Tribune piece. Now, remember how I discussed that most defensive gun usage situations happen from a distance of 5 to 7 feet? And I actually was talking to a couple of different friends of mine. Guy Relford is one of them. He lives in Indiana, my WIBC area. And I was speaking with another friend of mine who lives out in California, and he's a Second Amendment attorney. And I went back over some of the previous cases that I had cataloged for my first book, Hands Off My Gun. This is one of the things I was looking at the other night. And I was looking at trying to best figure out with all of these defensive gun usages, because so much of DGU, defensive gun usage, sometimes they're not classified consistently. Sometimes it's only if the person squeezes the trigger that it's counted as a legitimate DGU. And then other times, I mean, really, ultimately, I would argue that simply presenting the firearm or even so much as brandishing it to let the perpetrator know that you are armed and you're willing to take action is enough to be considered DGU. You have to read almost each report to determine distance and determine how everything went down. And in everything that I looked at, and I only went back, a couple of years because there was a lot of data. So I didn't go back, you know, I didn't go beyond, I did not go beyond 2015. But in all the cases that I was reading, and there may be some, again, because I did not go back more than a couple of years because I'm one person and I don't have a research staff or anything. But I was looking back at all of these incidents of DGU, and all of them happened where you have distance between the individual who is the lawful gun owner and who is acting as the good guy with a gun or good woman with a gun, and then the perpetrator. This is one of the first ones that I've seen where the good guy with a gun is on top of the perp, like has him, you know, and is holding him, literally is touching him. And it wasn't made clear because that perpetrator was armed. And from what Myricks has said and from what other witnesses have said, it wasn't clear that the perp was entirely disarmed. And when Myricks said they didn't want the guy to flip over and take the gun from Jamel, this makes me think. Now, I don't want to speculate, but I'm trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together because so far the Midlothian Police Department hasn't addressed it. But if Jamel is genuine, because wouldn't you be? You're in a defensive gun situation. You're on top of the suspect. The suspect, and again, I don't know if they were armed or not. That hasn't been clarified if that person was still armed. We know they were armed originally, but we don't know if they were still armed. But you don't want that person to flip over and either take the gun from the good guy with the gun or grab his gun if it was just, you know, if it's still near him. And what Myricks was saying is that he was worried that was going to happen if Jamel got up. And with all the chaos, nobody really knows. I mean, this is why the investigation is still ongoing and we need more information. But did I not literally talk about this exact scenario just the other day? Literally discuss this exact scenario the other day. What Myrick said is that and this is where there are certain witness reports that are different because the police say that they gave multiple warnings. The witnesses said there were one or two warnings. Myricks said that there was like 5 seconds between when lethal force was used. And we have to figure out what happened with that. But this was interesting in that Myricks was thinking that, and he was wounded, and he was still out there seeing everything that was happening. And Myricks was shot twice in the shoulder. One of his lungs has collapsed, and he might still have to have surgery to repair his lung. But that's just a totally chaotic situation, completely chaotic situation. And so, goodness, I don't know how long this investigation is going to take. This is why I think body cameras are so incredibly important. They are incredibly important. But the problem is that not a lot of police departments, you know, because the tax revenue supports what resources they have. And not a lot of police departments are in a big enough area where they can get enough revenue to be able to facilitate that. And I don't know how much grant money is available to different departments every year in order to do that. Because wasn't it after with Ferguson, didn't they get a grant in order to get body cams in Ferguson, Missouri? I think they got a government, but they only got like so much, and they were only able to get so many body cameras.
I know in Ferguson they appropriated a lot of money for themselves. I remember that.
Well, anyway, we got to have more. We have to have more answers on all of that. But I don't think Roberson at all was the bad guy. I think he was trying to do the right thing, and he was stopped. Because this guy, I mean, he stopped a mass shooting. I don't know how else you look at it. He stopped a mass shooting. Someone was saying, yeah, this wouldn't have happened if there were guns. I'm sorry. Shut the hell up. Seriously. He was stopped by a good guy with a gun. The perp was stopped in the middle of a mass shooting by a good guy with a gun. Sit down. Like, great way to victim shame there, moron. I have no nice things to say about those people who say that. Here's the other story that I promised you. This is a crazy one. This came from a couple different places. A lesbian couple used hidden cameras, and they searched for a baker who would decline to make a wedding cake, apparently. Wow. So we've seen this with Jack Phillips, Masterpiece Cake Shop. We've seen it with a couple of different, the Arlene's Flowers. We've seen it with the other cake shop that was in, what was it, Oregon? Melissa, Sweet Cakes by Melissa. So there was a lesbian couple who filed a complaint against a Christian baker because the baker, she declined to make a cake for a same-sex celebration. They wore hidden microphones and cameras to record the refusal. What? Bakersfield, California. What? They completely set it all up to go and find a Christian that they could destroy for their faith. Because apparently they went to several different bakeries. And the lawyer said the couple actually never intended to celebrate their marriage with a cake. They just wanted to get somebody. Because it's like a racket. You can get a lot of money from people. So the women went to, what bakery did they go to? They went to a bakery, Tasteries is what it was called. And it was operated by a woman named Kathy. And they visited several local bakeries. They tasted cakes, but they were apparently unsuccessful in finding a refusal. And then they went to this bakery, Tasteries, and they found what they said was a simple cake design. And then when Tasteries, gave them apparently same thing, they said you can purchase a pre-made cake, all of that stuff. That's totally fine. I just don't want to participate in this. And then they filed lawsuits. And apparently, within 30 minutes of the couple visiting the cake shop and that woman saying no, all of this stuff went on social media. And they called a news crew and everything.
I read the story, too, and there's a part here. It says the lawsuit also asserts that the women suffered both physically and emotionally, stating that Maria's nose started to bleed, which was completely out of the ordinary, and, quote, she got a headache. And it further contends that although she tried to contain her emotions, Eileen later broke down and her emotional anguish aggravated her rheumatoid arthritis.
Are you kidding
me?
I'm
not kidding. This is in this
story.
From
cake?
From not getting cake. From not getting cake. Which, by the way, you could totally get cake. For not getting a special decoration or a simple cake design on a cake.
They wanted her labor and expression.
Right.
Is what they wanted. And so then they want the state to compel her and punish her.
Well, they're advocating for slavery is what they're doing.
Yes.
They're wanting to force somebody to do something against their will. And that's slavery. Sorry, but that's what it is.
So they filed suit. They're seeking damages for all that. They also wanted an injunction that would force her to use her labor and expression to create cakes for any event. Wow. Yeah. Their slavery is what it is. You're enslaving someone to do their labor and their expression is not their own. The employees, they said, have delivered wedding cakes and, Tastries does not ask customers ordering a custom cake whether the member of the couple is celebrated, has been divorced, or et cetera. I mean, they went after them, and they say that they basically either want to force her to do this or they want her out of business. This is insane. This is lawfare. And so now here's another case. They have, the woman's under investigation now, and she even offered to call another baker who would accommodate them after learning that she was like, I just, because I'm a devout Christian, et cetera. She's like, there's just certain things that violate my conscience, and I can't participate in things that I feel are wrong that's based on scripture. And the couple were infuriated that she had offered a referral, and literally within like 30 minutes, according to the story, they went and filed a complaint with the DFEH, which handles enforcement of state civil rights law. And they called the news crew. They had all their stuff on social media. They were like, bingo, we got one. And they just went at her. Oh, my gosh. And this is extortion. It is extortion. And how many damages did they have, by the way? How many, lists, specified things did they have? Because they wanted $4,000 per offense plus interest as well as punitive damages.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about the rheumatoid arthritis, the headache. Like, this is what they're talking about because they were denied someone else's artistic expression on a cake.
This is insane. This is crazy. They set this up and they went in. I'm just wondering if that, and by the way, isn't California one-party consent or two-party consent? I mean, didn't they just violate two-party consent rules? I'm pretty sure. I know we got to get going. Hang on. Because they have, California has two-party consent wiretapping laws. So what this couple did was illegal. This couple surreptitiously recording this baker is actually illegal. It violates penal code section 632.
And they published it without her permission as well, which means that's a second violation.
It's a two-party state, and they have really strong laws on wiretapping. So it violates under this code, they say it could lead to a fine of $2,500, imprisonment for up to a year. It's treated as a misdemeanor. And so I think that this baker could actually, I would file a countersuit for harassment and for violating the two-party consent law. Definitely.
For starters.
Yeah, for starters. For starters. These people need to get shut down who do this stuff and engage in these sort of witch hunts.
But on a happy note, Tastries is a pretty cool name for a bakery. Tastries is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think that's a great name for a bakery. I agree with you. All right, so I know we have to get moving. I'm, taking forever. ExpressVPN is a great thing to have if you're worried about protecting your identity when you are on the Internet. And a lot of people, so many people now do all of their holiday shopping, their Christmas shopping, their Hanukkah shopping, whatever, on the Webernets. And when you make an online purchase, you have to think about this. You're tracked by the site. They sell your info to marketing companies. You're tracked by social media. You're tracked by your Internet provider. You're all of this stuff. Your browsing history can be recorded. And then this is sold to different companies who want to profit off of your info. You can do what I did and take your privacy back using ExpressVPN. Their apps are easy to use. They run seamlessly in the background of your computer, phone, or tablet. It takes one click to turn on ExpressVPN, and it secures and anonymizes your browsing by encrypting your data. It hides your public IP address. It costs less than $7 a month, and ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar. You get a 30-day money-back guarantee. Also, this is super great to have if you use public Wi-Fi. If you travel, you know, if, like, for instance, like, if you're on the plane, you know how you get the Wi-Fi on the plane, like the GoGo internet and all that? You can use ExpressVPN to protect your data from hackers and spies, and this is the solution. So protect your online activity today. Find out how to get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Dana. That's express, E-X-P-R-E-S-S, vpn.com/Dana for 3 months free with a one-year package.
This here is the story of Lawrence, who always wanted to play pro football. His parents supported his love of the game, sent him to special camps, and then in college, pro scouts came to a bunch of games where Lawrence was playing the trumpet at halftime. Yeah, Lawrence was never that good at football. Gave up by the time he got to college. But he also learned how Geico could save him a lot of money on car insurance. So he switched and saved. So, this here story has a happy ending after all.
This edition of Sound Perspectives is brought to you by Glint. Why is gold the real deal in the age of cryptocurrency? Money arises as a currency unit because it radically reduces the information required for transactions to just two facts: value and ownership. Admittedly, blockchain stores ownership information more efficiently, so making it a useful back office function. But it does not address the value question, which still lies in the hands of governments who must create money to pay bills and, in emergencies, keep the system liquid. Throughout history, governments have tried to demonetize gold in favor of their paper money, and the result is always the same: failure. Governments will succeed far more easily and quickly at demonetizing Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies by creating their own cryptocurrencies such as e-dollars. Blockchain increases, not decreases, potential state control. Therefore, gold, not cryptocurrency, continues to be the real free market alternative to paper money. This perspective was brought to you by Glint. For the first time ever, Glint allows you to save and spend gold using it as money anywhere in the world via the Glint MasterCard. To start saving and spending in gold now, simply download the Glint app or visit glintpay.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show,
We're a Little Behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Miss anything from the show? Check out the full podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen.
I have to share this tweet with you. If you follow me on Facebook at all, Official Dana Lash, you need to go and look at this. So real quick, because I know we just had a lot going on today. You remember how I was telling you Representative Eric Swalwell, who's a presidential 2020 contender. He's also a high-ranking Democrat. He is a ranking member on a subcommittee for the Intel Committee for CIA subcommittee. He also threatened to use nukes against innocent Americans who did not hand over their guns. Someone said, so essentially, this was a verified recount, so essentially Swalwell wants a war. You're crazy if you think that you're going to give up rights and government has the power. And Swalwell goes, quote, and it would be a short war, my friend. The government has nukes, too many of them, and they're legit. I'm sure if we talk, we could find common ground to protect our families and communities, end quote. Wow. I'm sorry, Kane, I just ate up all your time. I thought I was only going to get that done in 20 seconds. Oh, man, folks, that does it. That does it for us today as well. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll be back with you on Monday. Catch me on Judge Jeanine tomorrow night. Have a great weekend.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. U.S. intelligence makes a determination on who ordered the killing of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi. Correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
An American official familiar with the conclusion tells the Associated Press that U.S. intelligence officials have concluded Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of Saudi writer Jamal Khashoggi. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because the official was not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. Khashoggi was never seen again after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul on October 2nd to pick up documents. Saudi Arabia continues to deny any official involvement in the killing, but Turkey continues to press for more information. Mike Gracia, Washington.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports that President Trump confirms that he's been writing answers to questions from special counsel Robert Mueller.
The president told reporters that he has finished responding to written questions from Robert Mueller's ongoing Russia investigation.
It didn't take very long to do them, and they were my answers. I don't need lawyers to do that.
He did not say when the answers will be submitted, but continued to maintain his innocence. The president declared there never should have been any Mueller investigation while claiming it was a waste of millions of dollars. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Justice Department has filed charges under seal against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, according to a person who is familiar with the situation and who spoke on condition of anonymity to the Associated Press, because no charges have been publicly announced. It was not clear what the charges were or when they might be made public. The fact that the charges have been prepared was disclosed in an errant court filing in an unrelated case that was recently unsealed, and that contained Assange's name. The first snowstorm of the season has given way to rain and high winds. in the New York City city area as commuters all across New York and New Jersey and elsewhere are facing slow rides to work. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Pat Boone here again for Relief Factor, the company that's helping thousands of people, just like my wife Shirley and me, deal with all kinds of occasional aches and pains. For years, Shirley struggled with her neck and her shoulder pain, kept her from sleeping through the night. A lot of people, just like Shirley, struggle with aches and pains due to aging or exercise. Why don't you order the 3-week quick start? It's now only $19.95, and let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com.
This Tuesday night, what are you fighting for?
Gotta do what my father couldn't.
The movie event, 40 years in the making.
Drago's kid. It's dangerous.
Arrives.
You got people that need you now.
Creed 2 will make the whole family stand up and cheer. Michael B. Jordan.
We gotta do this together because we're a team.
Sylvester Stallone.
Now you know what you're fighting for.
What's your name?
Creed!
Creed 2, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Everywhere Tuesday night.
A former Internal Revenue Service employee who had pleaded guilty to aggravated identity theft has been sentenced to 2 years in prison.
The Justice Department says Stephanie Parker worked as a contact representative for 6 months, from September 2012 to March 2013. Prosecutors say she obtained taxpayers' Social Security numbers and addresses and used the information to file fraudulent tax returns. Prosecutors say she then directed the refunds to the bank accounts of her friends. At least once, they say she had money withdrawn from one of those accounts and used it for personal expenses. Parker must pay nearly $6,000 in restitution to the IRS. I'm Mike Hempen.
Shares of Pacific Gas and Electric Company soaring after California's top utility regulator said his agency will help the company deal with potentially crippling liability costs from wildfires. News and analysis at townhall.com. House Republicans have voted to remove the gray wolf from the endangered species list.
Wisconsin's Sean Duffy noting the Obama administration was the first to delist wolves back in 2009.
Donald Trump and Barack Obama agreeing on an issue? They do on gray wolves? They do on gray wolves.
Virginia's Don Beyer disputing claims that wolves are a danger to farm animals.
Domestic dogs cause more cattle losses than wolves do.
California's Jared Huffman says leave this issue to the experts.
Scientists, not Congress, should make these decisions.
The measure has little chance of passing the Senate.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Volkswagen will invest 44 billion euros to develop autonomous and electric cars and expand the appeal of battery-powered vehicles by selling its upcoming ID Compact for about what a diesel-powered Golf cost. The German automaker also is in talks with Ford about possible cooperation in making light commercial vehicles. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It was like Tiananmen Square. There were crustaceans everywhere. It was completely nuts. Oh, wait, we're on. Holy smokes. No more vagina monologues? What kind of a college education is that? Why would they cancel that? I don't understand. Good morning and welcome. Democrats are still counting, and from what we can tell, they might still be voting. They're suppressing votes by filing them too late to be counted when the Republican is in the lead. Oh, so he can't count these, all these votes that would have gone to the Republican. We can't count them because you filed them 2 minutes late. Well, we didn't know how to use the, what's it called? The Internet. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. We're at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. And I marvel. It's enough to make your brain melt down, and then you become one of them. Maybe that's the goal. Because they hurl this insanity at you day after day, hour after hour, and it turns into week after week and month after month. No, this is perfectly normal. This is how we count. We live in an idiocracy, and one party is the idiot party. It's quite remarkable. And we have, again, in Broward County and Palm Beach County, it's just mind-boggling how incredibly, shockingly third world the whole operation is. But as I'm fond of saying, because it's true, you know, the left is the vanguard of third worldism. And the left took over the Democrat Party, I guess at least under Barack Obama, if not before. And now this is what we have. This is what they've done to the United States. And by the way, you see Jerry Brown now concedes that they're going to have to take a look at their forest management. Now, they want shelters, and he wants to, I don't know, homeless and illegal aliens and all this other stuff. And then he slipped it in there at the end. Oh, yeah, and forest management, too, because our Interior Secretary, Rompin' Stompin' Life-Taken former Navy SEAL Ryan Zinke, has been saying on a couple of occasions last several days now that we have to look at forest management in California, where we now have, what is the latest number, 66 people dead, more than 600 people missing. They lost them. More than 600, what is this, Indonesia? This is what happens when the left takes over. All right? It's all on them. It is just, it's all them. And President Trump, a week ago or so, perhaps prematurely, sent out a tweet about forest management and reckless mismanagement of the forest by California and so on. And he was, of course, eviscerated by the phony, corrupt news media for pointing to the mismanagement of the forest areas of California in the midst of yet another record-breaking forest fire, wildfires in California, with record-breaking death toll and now record-breaking missing people. And President Trump pointed to the mismanagement of the forests, and he was attacked by the news media. This is an outrage. I thought it was a little bit premature myself. That said, it's a legitimate point to bring up in the midst of this discussion. And now we've got Moonbeam himself, Jerry Brown, saying, well, yeah, we got to look at that for, because there could be an issue with the forest management. But the news media just walked right by that, like whistling past the graveyard. They are something. So we have the miscount going on in Florida by the corruptniks, and really incompetence doesn't explain it at this point. We have the just impossible-to-believe wildfires going on in California with more than 600 people missing. And from what I can tell, nobody thinks they're down at the Motel 6. They're thinking they're going to either find their bodies or they're never find them at all. So this is a tragedy of epic proportion. It is almost impossible to believe that this is happening in the United States of America, yet it is. And in Michigan, they're even crazier than ever. It is just, it's completely, in Ypsilanti, Michigan. I love Ypsilanti because you get to say Ypsilanti, and it's spelled Y-P-S-I-L-A-N-T-I. Go ahead and pronounce that out of the blue. Ypsilanti, Michigan, Eastern Michigan University, the Women's Resource Center, which has a long history of presenting the production, the vagina monologues, as you might expect. Of course they would. But they're no longer going to perform the play because it excludes certain women, especially
women without vaginas. You see, it turns out that in today's Democrat Party, there are a lot of women that don't have girl parts. They have boy parts. I'm not making this up. I wish I were making this up, but I'm not. It's almost impossible to believe, but this is today's Democratic Party. Ypsilanti, Michigan. Eastern Michigan University Women's Resource Center will no longer host productions of the Vagina Monologues, noting that the play's version of feminism excludes some women. And when they say some women, they mean men. That's what they mean. The WRC announced that in its decision in an email, which came after the center evaluated responses from a survey. Survey respondents opposing the production consistently indicated they were concerned that the play centers on cisgender women. That means women that have girl parts and identify as women. But if you're really screwed up in the head, then you're not part of the play here. And that the play's version excludes some women, including trans women, and that overall the Vagina Monologues lacks diversity and inclusion. Modifying the script to the play written by Eve Ensler is not an option due to copyright laws, they said. This is quite remarkable. The reality is, and this is what it says in here, it is quite remarkable. In quotation marks, not all women have vaginas. This is what it says. This is what college campuses have become. It was crazy there when I went, but check this out. The center's decision came on the heels of a survey launched after a conversation with current students, as well as feedback from a WRC workshop titled Not All Women Have Vaginas. The workshop, they had a workshop called Not All Women Have Vaginas, and I think that they're so confused that I would like a list of names of people involved in this so that they would spend the rest of their lives being unemployable. This isn't really even funny anymore. I mean, it sort of is, but they're demented. They're unwell. They're ill. They're sick. They've been brainwashed by North Koreans into believing the most insane things. That it's reached the point where you shake your head and you say, for years we've been saying you can't make this stuff up and all this, but they have a workshop called Not All Women Have Vaginas. Do all men have penises? Well, no, there's Bradley Manning. You know, he's we should have two sets of rules. See, in Republican land, in conservative land, men have penises, women have vaginas. You know, women are from Mars, or men are from Mars, women are from Venus, something like that. But honestly, the gap, if you will, between the parties has become other planetary. It's intergalactic, the insanity, the stupidity being peddled by the Democrats today, and college campuses owned and operated by the Democrats. Not all women have vaginas. Then what makes them women? They think that they're women, even though they're men, and that's what you guys are going with? All right. Okay. High five. Nux. Yeah. See you in the loony bin. You're completely unwell. Unwell. And it's honestly the madness. But back to the fires for a second. My friend Marty, good point. The wildfires in California after years of mismanagement, which Jerry Brown now admits to. Jerry Brown now confesses that they have to take a look at the management of the forest because they've been, oh, no, man, we're natural. We're going to Yule Gibbons the forests out. It's about nuts and berries, and don't touch it. No, it's got to be like it was when the natives were here. So they don't groom the forest. They don't clear the dead stuff. They allow the forest to become tinderboxes because they don't groom them because it's more natural. It's like not, you know, it's like Democrat women not shaving their underarms, right, and their legs and not bathing. It's kind of what the Democrats and Jerry Brown have done to the forests in California. They're like the forestry equivalent of French women. And naturally, there is a lot of out of control. I can't go where I'm thinking. A brush. And it's a tinderbox, and then it catches on fire, and it spreads like wildfire, as you might imagine. And now they have more than 600 people missing, And look, this is if Jerry Brown were a Republican, this would be his Katrina, as my friend Marty says. This is these fires, 600 missing, more than 60, at least 66, that's the body count, dead. And Jerry Brown is whistling past the graveyard, and everybody is following behind him. Mix a metaphor, like, the you know, he's the Pied Piper, and they just think it's all real neat that we let illegal aliens go, that women have penises, and that forest fires are natural, and we should just let them burn entire cities to the ground and make parts of the state of California look like Hiroshima. Should I say Hiroshima or Hiroshima? I generally prefer Hiroshima myself. Oh, and there's a lot more today. And Monica Lewinsky's back. They got this special coming out. It's on this weekend. I can hardly wait. I'm looking forward to it. 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. We've got Jim Acosta news today. Julian Assange news today. Update on the homeless guy and the married couple that scammed America with a GoFundMe page. We've got John Kerry overseas trashing the president. The usual love. Is John Kerry a woman or a Franken-woman or a Franken-man? Which is he? I'm not sure which genitalia has, but it turns out that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You're whatever you feel. The Californization of the country. Let's just keep California in California, shall we? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jason in Kensington, Maryland. Jason, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, g'day, Chris. How you going, mate?
Hey, Jace. How are you?
Good, mate. Yeah, I'm this bushfire problem. We have a big problem with it in Australia, too, but a long time ago we worked out that you need to do backburning and get rid of undergrowth to prevent fires like this happening.
Can
and
you send an email to Jerry Brown later today?
Yeah. I mean, Jerry Brown was back in the 80s. He was a moron then, and he still is a moron.
He's a demented moron.
Yeah, I mean, and then, of course, he's going to get off scot-free from this. I mean, he's going to just put a let it blow by, and then, you know, 60 people have died, and it's not, you know.
There are 600 missing, and I honestly, they're not thinking that these are people that they're going to find in shelters.
I know, and that's just pathetic, and it's just, you know, they guessed about 140 million dead trees throughout the forest in that area. I mean,
10,000 structures, 7,000, more than 7,000 homes, entire communities. It's like an atomic bomb went off, and it's because they wanted to be natural and not shave the state's underarms.
And, of course, blame climate change for it.
And then blame the weather. And that's exactly right. And Jerry Brown, he sort of said, well, we need to spend money and we need to address climate change. And then he mumbles something about it, and managing the forest.
Yeah. Exactly. It's sad. It really is. I just hope we don't become like them.
So in Australia, you had, and I recall this actually, when there were lots of just crazy fires that burned for months in Australia.
Oh, terrible. We had what they call the Ash Wednesday fires out there, and basically with eucalyptus trees, as they become a bomb, they actually have a resin in them that actually explodes when they get hot enough, and it's a crown fire, and it's just, you can't do anything about it.
I remember that. I lived in Santa Barbara, and you know that Southern California is full of eucalyptus trees that were brought in from Australia. Because they're not indigenous to California or North America, but they brought in the eucalyptus trees because it's a desert and they wanted things that could grow in the desert and would have a root system.
Yeah.
And I was there for a couple of major fires in Santa Barbara. The Riviera burned and lots of million-dollar houses burned. And I remember the eucalyptus trees exploding because of the
resin,
the precious bodily fluids contained therein. Yeah.
Exactly, But... But anyway, mate, I saw your mate Jim Acosta Street the other day.
He's reporting from Acosta Street.
I sent you that thing the other day on Twitter.
You sent that? That was you?
Yeah, that was me.
That was you. Unbelievable. That was Jason. What a hoot. Back to the fire. So in Australia, they actually changed policies, and they did what you call back burns, where they're areas that are tinderbox, and you can burn out some of the ground brush without destroying the whole forest. You control burns.
My brother-in-law owns about 500 acres out there in the middle of the bush, and he has to do it certain times of the year. I mean, it's heavily managed, but they know it has to be done. So they do it in the off season when it's a little bit, you know.
And one of the great things, Jace, one of the great things about this is that President Trump tweeted about managing the forest last week, and he was roundly and universally attacked for it by the phony, corrupt news media. And then this week, Jerry Brown says, yeah, we need to manage the growth in the forest. And now apparently it's a real good idea.
I just wish people would finally figure out these libs are not your friends.
These libs are not your friends. Jason, a great American.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
You get in your car, start it up, and press the gas. And from your phone, you hear, and you respond. And then in your rear view, OMG, it's a COP. And then you learn that a ticket for texting and driving is nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Goldbond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, and drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in 1 day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Crack Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid at Walgreens.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Then there's Nancy Pelosi. If you don't support her for a speaker, you're sexist. But if you support the black woman over her, you're sexist. But if you support Pelosi, you're not racist. This is what the Democrats have done. I'll get into that in a little bit. Sexist, racist Democrats and their rat beeping. Beep, beep. Let's go to Michelle in Norfolk, Virginia. Michelle, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris. I just wanted to tell you that it's actually pronounced Ypsilanti.
Ypsilanti, not Ypsilanti?
I know, Ypsilanti.
Come on, it's Ypsilanti. Okay, all right. I'll take your word for it.
I was to Eastern Michigan, and I was listening this morning, and you started to talk. First, you were talking about the fires, and then you mentioned Eastern, and I about freaked out because I thought something happened there. But it was just another stupid liberal thing, and so I felt better. But anyway, she keeps telling me that she's just surrounded by crazy liberals. Like, they're just nuts. And to make her feel better, she listens to your podcast, and she thinks you're hilarious.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's your daughter's name? Do you want to say? Because I don't want to, you know, put her in danger at Eastern Michigan.
True. Her name's Stephanie.
Stephanie at Eastern Michigan. And this is Mom, Michelle. And Mom called in. She's talking about her loving daughter, Stephanie, at Eastern Michigan University, surrounded by crazy people. And she was probably looking forward to this year's production of the Vagina Monologues, or not, as the case may be. But they can't do it because, you know, not all women have vaginas, so they had to put an end to it.
I hear that, yeah.
Put the kibosh on it. I don't know. They disassembled their brains. This whole deconstructionism thing has gone wild. They don't know anything anymore. They don't know their own gender. This is what the left has done to a generation or generations of people. And the process continues on college campuses where people are graduating from college not knowing what their gender is. They went in knowing what they graduated from high school knowing, presumably in most cases, knowing what their gender is. And when they get out of college, they're not so sure. And you got to pay $200,000 for that.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading invites you to the ultimate beer experience, the Tap Shack. The North State's first self-service beer wall featuring 18 of the finest craft beers on tap. Simply insert your Tap Shack card in the wall and make your selection. Not sure what to select? Well, that's okay. You can sample as little as 1 ounce and fill it up when you find your favorite. And our trained staff will be there to answer any questions you might have about our fine line of craft beers. Join the Pour Your Own Revolution and visit the Tap Shack at Mary's Pizza Shack in downtown Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
With the changing of seasons, maybe it's time for a change for your family. And Palomar Builders, your ultimate home, invites you to discover River Point. River Point, by Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is located in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees featuring RV parking, energy efficiency, exceptional interior and exterior features. And just wait until you see the kitchens. Designer kitchens, Palomar Builders has spared no expense in the room you spend much of your time in. They feature granite countertops plus many other quality amenities and your stylish master suite. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing. Discover River Point in South Reading by Palomar Builders, your ultimate home. So make plans to come see the beautiful model home at River Point in South Reading. For more information, contact Debbie Morgan, Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 604-2127. River Point in South Reading with Palomar Builders, your ultimate home.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. B8.
Check it!
In Florida, where the madness continues, Democrats are still counting and counting. Oh, and I have a story that it may be the story of the day, actually. It's the Heil Hitler story. Have you seen the Heil Hitler story? You don't normally laugh about the Heil Hitler story, but there was it's quite remarkable. It tells you everything you need to know about our culture and about our filthy, dirty, rotten, corrupt, stinking corpse of a news media, which needs to be replaced with something other than what we have right now. Just saying. We really need a revolution in journalism in America, if we can call it that. We need a revolution. It needs to, I don't know where, it can't start on college campuses because college campuses are gone. They're in North Korea. And they think that, you know, not all women have vaginas. That's just start with that. If you had a friend or a daughter or a neighbor or somebody that lived in your building or somebody you worked with who came out, and it'd be fun to do this, actually, to create a fictional character that just says everything that these people say, to put together a long list of the ridiculous things that Democrats say, you know, about the caravan that's never coming, about how they're not going to graduate well, about how women aren't men and men aren't women, about how Rachel Dolezal is black because she thinks she's black, about how you don't need to tend to the forest in California. The weather is causing, we just need to change the climate of the planet Earth, and then everything will be fine. Now, let's get to work on that, because that's a project for a political party in the United States of America. Going to change the climate of the planet Earth. That's their fix, all right? Now, you're going to have to suffer, but they're going to save the planet, whether you want to save the planet or not, because that's the kind of people they are. Barack Obama can slow the rise of the oceans. These are signs of mental illness. These are things that, honestly, a generation ago would not have been accepted in mainstream American or Western conversation. And now they dominate Western conversation, which might suggest that we're in the last days of Western civilization. You know, the Roman Empire fell, I think it was 476 A.D. Let me check Brett Kavanaugh's calendars from back then. And he kept calendars, 27. And they just, you know, the Quaaludes and the Red Solo Cups and the train and the all of this stuff. The things just in the last couple of months that the Democrat Party has sold to the American people. And in the case of many millions of people, very successfully, they have very successfully sold these crazy ideas, crazy, wild-eyed, lunatic ideas about their elected leaders slowing the rise of the oceans. And I've had people on here call in, liberals, I think we call them, call in here. They don't like to call in very much because it's very scary. Somebody's telling the truth, and that's very frightening to the left. And I've asked them, I said, you believe that Barack Obama can slow the rise of the oceans? And they hesitate just a little and say, well, yes. And they said they think they're being very scientific. And I say, well, and I'm like, there's a building in Washington, D.C. full of people, and they can slow the rise of the oceans. And they say, yes, they can. And do you have to have China or India or anybody else in this, the EU, anybody? And that doesn't matter. We're just talking about us. That's just us. We're going to do the right thing, even if nobody else is. We're going to bankrupt ourselves and, you know, live in squalor. We're going to be like pre-Columbian Indians by the time they're done with us. We're going to be like a wild animal park, North America, running around with no shoes, no combustion engines, no electricity, because liberals want to slow the rise of the oceans. It's really not a political party. It's a mental illness. I guess that has been observed before, hasn't it? And I'm just, you look at what's going on in Florida, what's going on in California, what's going on at Eastern Michigan University, where not all women have vaginas, so they're canceling a production of the Vagina Monologues. Now, you can go around and say that not all women have vaginas because some men feel like women and, you know, they just want to feel pretty, and that's great, okay. But you're canceling plays because it was supposed to be one of the great feminist moments of the 20th century when the Vagina Monologues came along. Ooh, it's such an edgy title. And, oh, it's so clever and it's so witty. And now, oh, it's so passe. It's so yesterday. Don't you know that not all women have vaginas? And honestly, what is that? I've never actually seen the production, so I can't tell you all of the facets, as it were, of the monologues. I'll just refer to it as the monologues. And the idea that they're canceling it because it's not inclusive enough, because it doesn't include really severely mentally ill people, is that the problem? Just marginally mentally ill and kind of crazy and whack-a-doodle-doo?
I once was an altar boy at a mental institution here in Philadelphia.
Wow. Woo. Ha. Absolutely crazy. Back to Florida. Florida recount. Andrew Gillum won't concede. Gains just one vote on Ron DeSantis. This is It's the third world. They have visited the third world upon us. They are a banana republic living among us. The Democrat Party is Carmen Miranda in a canoe. They're nuts, a hollowed-out log, an outrigger. Amid the Sun Sentinel out of Florida, amid a dizzying whirr of legal action, questions over uncounted ballots and the failure of two South Florida counties to meet the deadline, a machine recount produced little change in the overall results to three statewide races Thursday. Even so, and again, here's the Democrat who is the hero of our nation. He's the first-term mayor of the 127th largest city in the United States of America. And they want him to run for president after he becomes, I mean, it's a terrible TV show. They should just pull Snooki and put Snooki on the ticket. Even so, the U.S. Senate and Agriculture Commissioner races are headed to manual recounts. That's right, they're going to recount the whole state manual by hand because they didn't win. Huh? You know, why all the riots in the streets? Why burning the cars? Why smashing up the storefronts? Because they didn't win. They apparently really treasure winning. If we had known winning was this important to you guys, I would have enjoyed your losing all the more. Certification of the official election results is scheduled for 9 a.m. Tuesday. Now, today is Friday, and they're not going to meet the deadlines. It's not going to happen. Statewide, they've made a mockery of Western civilization. They're a disgrace to the human race, to the species. In the governor's race, the recount showed that Democrat Andrew Gillum trailed Republican Ron DeSantis by 33,683 votes, a net gain of one vote for Gillum from the unofficial results reported last week. I guess that means the unofficial results were pretty good, huh? The margin was 0.41% out of more than 8 million votes cast, outside of the 0.25% threshold needed for a manual recount. Now, by hand, going through every ballot by hand. Remember with the guy with the big eye and the magnifying glass and the dangling Chads and the hanging Chads and the Chad Everetts and all of the various Chads? Although the lead appears to be insurmountable, Gillum, the Democrat, would not concede and called for counting to continue. He stopped short, however, of filing a lawsuit to demand that. A vote denied is justice denied, Gillum said. The state of Florida must count every legally cast vote. They don't really mean that. They're lying when they say every legally cast vote. They mean every vote with a Democrat vote cast. As today's unofficial reports and recount court's proceedings make clear, there are tens of thousands of votes that have yet to be counted. We plan to do all we can to ensure that every voice is heard in this process. All of this is a lie. All of it is just, Gillum is now in lying territory. I thought he'd been okay until now. Now he's just a mockery of a sham of a disgrace. The machine recount in the Senate contest between Nelson and GOP Governor Rick Scott saw Scott's lead grow by 41 votes. The Republican, his lead grew by 41 votes after we spent a week and $497 trillion to 12,603 votes overall. Keep in mind that the presidential race in the year 2000 was decided by a difference of 537 votes. 538 votes if you count that Army colonel who voted absentee, but the Democrats buried his vote. He took him to court, but the Democrats destroyed the military votes because they figured they will favor Republicans. Scott urged Nelson to forego the hand recount and concede the race. He's not going to do that, though, because and then there's this whole stealing it thing. You know this whole stealing it thing? Anytime a Republican says that Democrats are trying to steal the election, the news media soils their garments, and they fall out of their anchor chairs onto the floor, and they sputter like cartoon characters that the Republicans are undermining our democracy and our republic and the rule of law, And then the Democrats and Hillary Clinton and Cory Booker and Sherrod Brown, and they come out and say, if she doesn't win, it's because it's stolen. And the media says, yeah, if she doesn't win, it's because it's stolen. Because their brains do not work as designed. They're not honest people. They're not honorable people. They're not truthful people. They lie all the time. And every time they lie, it's to the benefit of the Democratic Party and to the detriment of the Republican Party, because they're not journalists. See what I'm saying? I think you do. And so the recounts will continue until there's no morale left. It's something to see. Under state law, in a manual recount, a hand recount, county election officials review all of the overvotes and undervotes. Now, it goes back to these incompetent, dangerously stupid counties, Palm Beach County and Broward County, with these corrupt and just, it's just shocking to me that people with the mental capacity of these people are put in charge of anything. They should be pulling a flexible flyer red wagon around the neighborhood, yelling DDO, trying to sell cups of lemonade to people or something. They're not up to the task. All right, these people are, she's a woman and she's a woman of color. Yeah, get over the woman and the woman of color stuff. Competent, there are plenty of competent people of all races and of both genders, or if you're a Democrat, of all genders, of all myriad genders, a whole busload of different genders. And what I'd like is competent people, regardless of their race, class, gender. I could go on, but I won't. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jay in Woodbridge, Virginia. Jay, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, what's going on, Chris?
It's Jay. It's Jay. But you're calling from Woodbridge, Virginia.
Hey, look, wherever my truck is, that's where I have to say my destination.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. How are you?
You know what, Jay? I mean, Chris, I'm mixed up.
Yeah, you're Jay. I'm Chris.
It amazes me the stuff that I'm supposed to believe as a black man. They give me what I'm supposed to believe. Tell me how I'm supposed to think. As if I don't have any common sense myself.
That's the assumption. That's what they're banking on.
Like, I don't know when. I have no idea that it doesn't take that long to count that many votes. I know this. If I remember when I was a kid, you used to play the game, beat in, and whoever comes to, then that's it. I never heard nobody ask for a recount. You know what I mean? You need a recount. You lost. You lost. It's not about race. You just lose. You fight a good fight and you lose. What happened to that, Chris?
Sometimes you lose.
I say he just lost. Oh, so somehow I'm not black enough. You count the votes and you don't add up, you lose. Fight another fight. Or if it's fire season in California, it's fire season. That means it always happens.
Yeah, that's what they call it. It's like hurricane season. That's when hurricanes happen. Fire season, holiday season. Holidays come along. Fire season, fires come along, hurricanes come along, and now we're in stupid season, and stupid is coming along.
But the problem with that, Chris, is that they want me to join in on stupid season as if I'm supposed to do it because I'm black. As if I can't speak for myself. These liberal people tell me, liberal white people tell me what I'm supposed to be and how I'm supposed to think, and if I don't think that way, then I'm not black enough.
No, that's exactly
that
right.
That agitates me.
It should agitate you.
Because it's kind of like I don't have a brain.
That's the assumption. That's the operating assumption. And look, and it's not just black people. It's just that they use your race against you. They expect white people to parrot everything that they say, too. And if you don't, then they call them racist, and they call them Nazis, and they call them Hitler, and they call them misogynist. And it's the shopping list that Hillary Clinton gave us. Now, if you don't, and that's about goose-stepping with the left in the United States of America. If you don't goose-step with every single issue that they throw at you, then they call you every name in the book. And if you're black, they've got one set of names, you're an Uncle Tom and all this. And if I don't support Obama, then I'm a racist. And if you don't support Nancy Pelosi, then you're a sexist. And the woman that is competing for the Speaker of the House against Nancy Pelosi is actually a black woman. And they're saying if you don't support Nancy Pelosi, it's because of misogyny and sexism. And I'm like, but wait a minute, the other person competing is a woman, too. Not only that, she's a black woman, so she's a twofer by Democrat standards. So honestly, if they got two women and you support the white one, aren't you a racist?
I say it to my friends all the time. Why should I support open borders? Because you black. What?
That makes a lot of sense.
What kind of nonsense is that?
Whose jobs do you think, whose jobs are being taken by people that come into the country?
Exactly. I'm looking at all these people walking over, and my mind is like, well, where are they going
to
go?
They love to say that you're voting against your own self-interest, but you're supporting, but then they demand that you support all kinds of things that are actually contrary to your own self-interest. Or the self-interest of, since they've turned everybody into clans in America, the left has, into a tribe. You know, the e pluribus unum is the motto of the United States of America. From many, we become one. We're a melting pot. They've reversed that. They don't want us to become one. They want us to become many again. They are unum e pluribus. They want us to become from one nation to become a divided, fractured nation where you're black and I'm white. Therefore, you and I are not the same, Jay. Our ideas don't believe, don't matter. Our beliefs don't matter. Our race, our skin color, our melanin level is the only thing that matters. That's what defines us. It's what defines you, and it's what defines me. And there's nothing more to it than that for the Democrats.
And you know what's so funny, Chris? You don't have to be an intellectual or a politician to see that. That's what I understand. It's just a little bit of common sense.
Well, you're 100% right. It is common sense. I think everything that I say here is pretty much everything I say here is common sense. The rest might be satire. I'm not sure. Jay, great to hear your voice.
I love the satire, man. I just been having a good time laying back, me and my white friends and black friends, because I guess that's how they want me to label them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I remember we used to just call them our friends.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, man, I grew up in a military base, so, hey, look, everybody was under the same jurisdiction.
Jay, I love Jay. I gotta buy Jay beers one day. I can talk to him. I'm going to buy Jay beers one of these days.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
With this job, having two hands won't cut it, which is why I thank the stars I have a third. Grainger. When my two hands are full, I fully rely on Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. So, whether I'm fixing a furnace or fastening a faucet, Grainger hands me what I need when I need it. Which makes me a pretty lucky guy. Because when it comes to needing an extra hand, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC. Instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. It's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Green flag is in the air from Miami.
Winning the championship is the ultimate goal.
400 miles separate one of these four drivers from a championship.
Miami, baby.
Your heart's beating through your chest. I think the great ones thrive under pressure.
There's a lot on the line when you get to Homestead. It's your opportunity to go out there and show the world what you're made of.
The NASCAR Championship, live from Miami, Sunday, 3 Eastern, on NBC.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? You may qualify for the Fresh Start program. Civic Tax Relief can give you free information on how the program works. Their professionals have over 25 years of experience negotiating with the IRS. They know the proper steps to save you the most amount of money. They will negotiate your tax debt and protect you from bank levies or wage garnishments. Call for your free Fresh Start information now. 800-955-8408. That's 800-955-8408. 800-955-8408.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Well, now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Call Get Relief today and get free information that shows you how to lower your monthly payment and get debt forgiveness. This program has proven to work for credit card debt and medical bills. Discover the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Call now, 800-207-8558.
800-207-8558.
That's 800-207-8558.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Now, I'm always looking for the silver lining in things myself. Democrats, they see a silver lining, all they recognize is the cloud around it. Every silver lining has a cloud, they like to say. Well, in California, the fires are so bad, Jerry Brown now admitting mismanagement of the forest. The smoke from California's deadliest fire is so thick that it's blotting out the sun and lowering surface temperatures by as much as 10 degrees Fahrenheit, according to the U.S. National Weather Service. What? How can that be? That's absolutely nutty. That's crazy. And it turns out that they are saying, you got the Weather Service, you got all kinds of governmental organizations in here, saying that the smoke is so thick it prevents sunlight from reaching the surface, says Hannah Chandler Cooley, a National Weather Service meteorologist in Sacramento. It prevents surface heating. So while there may be more than 600 Californians missing and 66 dead, known dead, at least they're fighting global warming.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.